Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around the house. It is a beautiful fall day. I love this time of year because the weather is crisp. I am inspired to take on projects big and small. And if you've got a project on your to-do list, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions. All you need to do is go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's episode, are you in the market for new furniture but maybe don't have a big budget to handle it? Well, if so, upcycling might be perfect for you. We're going to have tips to help you get started, including how to make the best furniture choice for an upcycle.
And as the days get shorter and darker, now's a great time to update your home's lighting. LEDs offer a long-term energy savings, but between understanding lumens, watts, color temperature, all of those bulbs are labeled with a whole lot of options, and it can be a bit confusing. So we want to help you get the best solution for your home just ahead.
And carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuels like natural gas or oil or kerosene or even charcoal. So we're going to give you some tips on how to make sure your heating system is not putting out that nasty stuff.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this autumn weekend. We are so happy to lend a hand. We love to hear what you're working on. And you know what? Send us pictures, too. We love to see all of your hard work. So let us know how we can help.
And you can connect with us by going to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it, Les. Who's first?
Heading out to Texas, where Colleen has a question about water softening. What's going on?
Well, we have well water, and it's really high in sodium and calcium, and it's extremely hard.
Okay.
And we've had water softeners before, and they need, some of them need to be replaced.
Okay.
And I was looking at this Easy Water that you recommend, and I was wondering if it would really take care of the extremely hard water we have in West Texas.
Well, I've never had a listener use it with really, really, really hard water. It sounds to me that if that's the case here, you probably need a salt-based water conditioner, which, by the way, doesn't put salt in your water. It just fosters the chemical process that softens the water and makes it easier to use. What Easy Water does is it charges the particles in the water so that they don't stick together and they don't clog your pipes and stuff. But I do think it probably would still feel a bit hard when you're trying to do your clothes. Like sometimes it doesn't feel like it gets sudsy when it's really hard. So I would just replace replace it with a standard salt-based water conditioner, Colleen, okay?
Would you suggest using that charger, too, on the, in the well, the pump house?
So that doesn't go in the well. That goes at the, on the main water line when it comes in. It wouldn't hurt, but I would put the salt-based system on first because I think you'll find that's probably enough.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Those easy water systems are like, think of them as magnets, Leslie, where, you know, the particles are, have the same charge, so they repel each other. And they're effective because it doesn't stick to the pipes and clog up things. But I still wonder whether or not you'll get the same level of sort of like sudsiness. I know that if I've had houses with hard water that you try to wash your hands, for example, with soap or try to do the dishes, it doesn't get very slippery because the hard water just kind of fights
it's
you the
so
whole time.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's a very weird feeling, and it kind of dries out your skin, too.
Oh, I know. I've experienced it when traveling with the home makeover shows. You know, it's like you get to like Louisiana and you're almost always going to have it. And you're like, why is my hair always like this?
What's wrong with this? Right. What happened to hair?
Yeah. And it's so weird for the ice makers. Like the ice is never right. And like the dishwashers get clogged up. Like it's just not good all around.
And if you have a tankless water heater, so it has a very, very small plumbing system where the pipe goes through many, many loops, it can clog them up. There's actually cleaning procedures in areas that have hard water for tankless systems because they can clog up and stop working.
Well, hopefully this helps her. Stan in Florida is on the line, and it's apparently raining in his house. Stan, what's going on?
Well, we like to keep it cool and comfortable, and with the humidity outside, the condensation accumulates on the air vents.
Right.
And it literally is dripping and staining the ceiling areas where I painted.
Yep. I've seen this before, and it's amazing how much humidity and how much water can come out of the air when it's that warm, right?
Yes, it is. It's been bothering us. I was wondering what my solution might be.
So your solution is to insulate the air conditioning ducts. You know, we don't think about insulating ducts much in the southern part of the country because usually you're insulating them to prevent heat loss. In this case, the reason that you're getting this condensation is because you have warm, moist air, of course, that's up in that attic space where those ducts are. And as that warm, moist air strikes the attic ducts, it condenses and releases its moisture, much the same as what you would see happen if you took a glass of ice water outside and outside the glass gets wet. That's the warm moisture in the air striking the glass and cooling. So as it cools, it releases water because cool air can hold less moisture than warm air. That's why no one ever complains about it being too humid when it's cold outside, because the moisture is not in the air. So what you need to do is to insulate those ducts. Now, I can imagine that in some cases this is difficult because of getting access to it, but perhaps if you focused on the areas where it's worse, by insulating the ducts, you won't get that condensation that forms on them because the insulation will be a barrier then between the duct and the warm air itself. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
And that is the solution there, sir. You've got to have insulated ducts, and that will stop that from happening because we can't control the humidity, that's for sure.
Right. Well, we have some blown-in insulation, but I was wondering, should I add an attic fan and circulate the air? Would that help any also?
I don't generally recommend attic fans, and here's why. Especially in a southern climate, what attic fans tend to do is depressurize the attic as they try to pull air out of it. But the problem is they don't just stop at the attic. They are so strong that they reach in through the wall cavities where wires and pipes go through, and there's little spaces between the drywall and the walls, and they actually find a way to steal the air-conditioned air from your house. So using an attic fan in Florida can actually drive up your cooling costs when most people would think it's the opposite. If you want to improve the ventilation in the attic, you should do it passively by adding ridge vents to the peak and then making sure the soffits, the overhang, are fully open. And, you know, you'd have screening there, but you want to make sure the air can get in there. And this way it goes in the soffits, it goes under the roof, and goes out the ridge. But a fan itself is not a good idea. That said, I can promise you that just improving the ventilation is going to stop the condensation. I think you're going to find when push comes to shove that insulation is the best solution to this issue.
Sounds accurate to me. I appreciate your help so much, and that's what I'm going to do.
You're very welcome, Stanley. Thank you so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this glorious fall weekend, we are here to lend a hand. If it's a big project, a small project, it doesn't matter. We love all projects, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, are you in the market for new furniture? Maybe a table, chairs, a cabinet, but you don't quite have the bucks to buy new? Well, if so, upcycling might be for you. We've got that and more when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, how are you spending your weekend? You got big projects? You thinking about a project? You starting one? Or perhaps you're stuck? Well, whatever it is, reach out, lend us a hand, because if you can dream it, you can build it. And guess what, guys? We can help. Be sure to join us as well on the Money Pit podcast. It's every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line, who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and okay. So afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear some sound like somebody turned on a faucet.
Okay.
So I look behind the where the faucet is, it comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yep, all right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path in, the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one, is I would take silicone. And you can buy a tube of silicone and a little hand squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down, and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is. But generally, the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all. And it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. Most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, but we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular stepway, I've had groundhogs
that
used to dig under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this particular...
Yeah, they may have. They may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls, those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get any overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're in the market for some new furniture, but you don't have a big budget to buy it, well, maybe upcycling could be an awesome solution for you. First of all, some basics here. Upcycling is essentially a term that's the opposite of downcycling, which is what happens when you just throw something away. Now, in between upcycling and downcycling is recycling, which still puts waste back into the environment, but it does so in a more responsible way. Now, we love upcycling because it provides an opportunity to find useful furniture and other household items, and using a bit of your creativity and a small budget for some supplies, you can give that piece a second life in your home or your apartment or as a gift for the upcoming holiday season. There's a lot of great ways that you can upcycle.
And it's super popular right now. In fact, there's even a fun and very useful Instagram page called Stooping in NYC, where people that spot items being thrown out with the trash take a picture, upload it to the site with its location. If someone thinks the pic looks good, they can head on over to the location and hopefully be the first one to score a great upcycled find. Now, outside of urban areas, many towns and cities have a bulk trash collection day, which is code for free stuff. I know that we just had it in our community, Leslie, and we were emptying out our nearby house for a neighbor, and we had the entire sort of width of the house on the street sidewalk filled up with stuff. By the next morning when the trucks came, half that stuff was already gone because folks found it useful and decided to upcycle it. So there's a lot of ways to participate in upcycling in terms of doing the project and cleaning out your own house at the same time.
Now, when you're shopping for a piece to upcycle, here's a few things that you want to keep in mind. First of all, you want to look at the bones, like how is this piece of furniture built? You want to make sure it's structurally sound, it's not going to need any major repairs so that you can use it. And then look at what cosmetic updates are there, like does it need to be cleaned? Can it just be painted? These are all super easy DIY projects, but if it needs a bigger repair, it just might not be worth it.
Now, you also want to avoid upholstery and bedding, and here's why, because obviously there's no telling where that furniture has been. If you're talking about a couch or a bedding or an easy chair, you could also have something living inside of it like bed bugs. Now, the exception, pretty gross, the exception could be a wood chair that's got an upholstered seat, which would be easy to remove and completely replace. Otherwise, it's just not worth working with the upholstered stuff.
And you know what, guys? Upcycling is a fun and meaningful way that you can take an item on its way to the trash heap, and then with just a little sweat equity, you can totally make it your own. And those are always the pieces that stand out. So definitely keep this in mind.
Now, listen, whenever we talk about upcycling, I remember my IKEA couch that you upcycled by reupholstering it and pretty much doubled the life of that sofa bed. You know, it really is a fantastic project. So if there's an opportunity, I went against my own advice about you don't know where it's been. Well, on that piece of upholstery, I knew exactly where it's been. And so I was happy because it was all our grime and whatever was on it. But still, you know, if you find some wood furniture, if you find some tables, some chairs, refinishing tables and chairs is a really easy project. I've done a couple of those over the last couple of years. There's always great opportunities. And, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
For sure. And you know what? Upholstery definitely is a tricky project to sort of tackle, especially if you don't have experience with it. But you're right. Start with the seat cushion. That's very straightforward. Start with a chair that maybe has some exposed wood so you get a sense of how things work. You always learn best when you start to take things apart. So if you find something that doesn't really matter if you mess it up, try to reupholster it. Take it apart section by section and put it back section by section. This way you know how to do it. That's how I learned. Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called roller rock. They have a product called spread rock. I would take a look at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings, DaichCoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going to be instructions with all of these products, but basically you have to get off the loose paint that's there, whatever the material is you put before. If it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to DaichCoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Have you guys been wanting to change to those LED bulbs, but you just don't know where to start? I mean, I buy LED bulbs, and I find I stare at all of the cartons for, like, ages trying to figure out which one. I mean, you know, it's like, what's it going to look like? Is it really going to save some money? So we're going to share the facts that will help sort everything out and help you make that switch. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house this fall season. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Head to Tulsa, where Casey's on the line with a decking question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, guys. So I'm in the process of tearing out the top boards on my deck. It's somewhat new deck, but you can tell that it wasn't treated properly on the top board, so there's some rotting going on.
Okay.
The joists underneath look pretty good. So I've successfully torn them out and replaced them with new top boards. What I want to know is, what does the process look like for sealing that properly to make sure the boards don't rot out like they did last time?
So is the deck made of pressure-treated lumber, Casey?
Yes.
The floor joists, are they pressure-treated?
Yes.
All right, so with pressure treatment, you don't have to worry about decay. Decay should not happen with pressure-treated lumber for a long, long time. What you do have to be concerned about is just the cracking, or checking, as we call it when it comes to wood, that happens from exposure to the sun. The UV radiation causes the wood to shrink and crack. So generally, when you're finishing a deck, that's the reason you're finishing it, is to give it some protection against the sun. So now that you have taken off the damaged boards, you've got new decking on there, you might at this point, since we're in fall, want to wait a little bit of time. I would say this would be a great spring, early summer project, because you don't really have to do anything to that for, you know, a good part of the first year. But since we're going into the fall now, I'd make this maybe a spring, summer project to do. You want to make sure you find a period of time when the deck is really dry. A couple of days of sun would be great. And then you're going to use a good quality stain on that, an exterior stain. You have some options on how dense that stain is. It comes transparent, semi-transparent, and then solid color. Now, we always recommend solid color, and the reason is because it gives the deck the most protection, yet you can still see the grain through it. Most popular is semi-transparent, but it won't last nearly as long. When you apply it, you can apply it with a roller, you can apply it with a spray. It's a little bit tricky to get into the nooks and crannies when it comes with a deck, so I kind of like a spray application, and you could rent a sprayer. You could buy a sprayer. They're not very expensive. They're made by a lot of great companies. Wagner makes one just for homeowners. And I tell you, my buddy did his deck and a gazebo with a sprayer, and he was using paint, not even stain, because he just wanted to paint it. And the whole project took him like a day because it was just so efficient to apply the product that way. So that's what you're up against. Just wait to spring, early summer, to stain it, and you should get maybe 4, 5, 6 years out of it that way.
Great. Thank you so much. I love the show and appreciate the help.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Casey. Well, if you guys have been thinking about replacing all the bulbs you have left in your house that might have been incandescents or CFLs to LEDs, but maybe not sure about the cost savings, we have found that upgrading to LED bulbs really is a great way to save money. And that's because LED bulbs use a lot less energy and can last for decades.
Yeah, now maybe you find yourself being a little put off by the price of LEDs. I mean, I know I was when they first came out, because they definitely are pricey, but the cost now has come way down, especially in this past year, and you don't need to buy a ton of bulbs to start seeing that saving.
Now, to get started, you can replace bulbs in the lights that you use most often, or the ones that stay on the most. Replacing these first will have the biggest immediate impact on your energy savings. And from there, you can replace the older bulbs with LEDs on fixtures that have multiple bulbs.
Yeah, and finally, you want to make sure that you're getting the best results for your new LED bulbs. You want to make sure that they're rated for that specific use or fixture. And, you know, example here, if you've got a lamp or a light with a dimmer, you want to make sure it's a type that works with LED bulbs. Like, you got to make sure things kind of go hand in hand, because if you try to use an LED bulb that's not rated for dimming, it's not going to work on a switch that's dimmable. I learned this the hard way, but, you know, I had other lamps that could put that bulb in, so we were good.
Yeah, and here's another thing to keep in mind. If you're going to replace a fixture, like I just bought new lights for the outside of my front door, like some sort of pretty sconce lights, well, the LEDs are actually built into those lamps now, so there's no bulb to add. It's actually part of the light itself, so you don't even have to shop for a bulb. So you can find those as well if you're buying new fixtures. All in all, they really provide a great quality of light, and they last a long, long time.
Or Linda in Nevada, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I bought a house in Nevada in Henderson, and slowly but surely I have been plugging up all the areas for draft that's coming in. And then I realized, because I have a sofa in front of this fireplace, so a gas fireplace, there is a huge draft coming out that was just hitting my ankle. So I would like to know, what is it that I can do to cover that draft? Do I have to cover up the whole fireplace? Is there, you know, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah. Well, you've got to have a damper. So there's lots of different types of dampers. You probably have a damper already. There could be a mechanical damper right above the firebox.
There could be a flue damper up towards the top of the flue. Or you could just put glass doors on the fireplace. That's another way to kind of slow down the drafts.
Yeah, but even with the glass doors, if that flue is open, you can still feel a little bit of a draft. Because we have right. that. And I notice that if I forget to close the flue, then I'm like, oh, it's time to close it.
I will look to see about the damper, see if there's anything I can close. But if I close that damper and I still have a draft, and I do need to put a glass there, a glass cover. Where do you find a glass cover?
Glass fireplace doors are widely available pretty much everywhere. So
I mean, we had ours done from like the local hearth place. I believe it was called like Hearth and Leisure. There's probably somebody right in your area, you know, right near Henderson. I know that area of Vegas and in Nevada, and that's a good spot. You probably have somebody there already that can do this for you. And there's so many choices and so many finishes and different designs on the glass and different framework and, you know, all different price ranges as well. So don't be surprised when some are really expensive. But it's beautiful. And it also, when you're running your gas fireplace, you can keep those closed, and it really does generate quite a lot of heat.
It does? I just didn't think that they would. I mean, I have it blocked with my sofa. I don't really use a fireplace at all.
Oh, my gosh. Gas fireplaces are so cozy.
Well, the real one. See, I'm used to the real thing.
No, I hear you. I'm all for a wood-burning fireplace, but our neighbors have a gas fireplace, and anytime we go visit them, it gets downright warm, in fact, hot in their living room. It's lovely.
Okay. I will try it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from combustion of fuels like natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal. We're going to help you figure out if your heating system is safe, which we're all going to start using very, very soon. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas.
Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this fall weekend? I just love projects in the autumn. It always makes all of the things you have to do around the house feel so much better just because the weather is, like, perfect. Maybe you guys are wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to a new one. Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY info on our podcast.
You can follow our podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
John, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have the rain spout in my house in two different areas that when it rains, the water goes behind the rain spout against the soft or the fascia against the house and comes in between the rain spout and the house.
Huh.
A lot of the water does go down the rain spout, but some goes behind the rain spout. And I'm afraid it may drip onto the wood and start rotting the wood. And I don't know how I can fix that from occurring.
So it sounds to me like the gutter is becoming overflowed, is overwhelmed, and so the water's backing up over the back edge of the trough of the gutter?
I don't think that's the case. That's not overflowing, but somehow the water is being carried away, but yet there's still some water making it, to your point, behind the rain spout towards the house. And I know it's not an overflow situation. And I had a new roof put on about 2 years ago, so.
All right, so typically when gutters are installed by roofers, the downspout is a 3-inch downspout or a 4-inch downspout, and it's pierced through the gutter body down into it, and the hole that is actually created there is a fairly small opening. What we usually recommend is to use a larger downspout, one that's a 6-inch downspout, because it has less restrictions. And this way,
okay,
more water can fall into. I suspect, however, that joint between the downspout and the gutter was made, it's allowing for this to occur. So, you know, the simple thing to do is to get a ladder and get up there and take a good hard look at it. Grab a hose, run some water down the roof, watch if you can see exactly what's happening in that space and what's letting the water get behind it. But I suspect that the connection between the downspout and the gutter is not done correctly. You could try to fix that, and you could try to seal it. You know, maybe you have to mechanically take it apart and, you know, bend or rivet or something in to get it where it needs to be, and then seal the whole thing with silicone caulk. Or if that doesn't work, you might want to try to switch it out to a larger downspout. And that will have less tendency to hold any of the water back, and it will, you know, gravity will take over, and that'll be that.
That sounds like a solution to me. That sounds like a good idea. Let's get some silicone in there, too. Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, as some may know, carbon monoxide, or CO as it's often referred to, is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuel. So we're talking about natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal, and it can make you sick or it can cause death. And in the years that I spent inspecting homes before getting out of the crawl space and into the radio studio, I found carbon monoxide leaks with shocking frequency.
Yeah, and that's why you absolutely must have your heating system tuned up every year. Now, Tom, we always say that, but what exactly is the tech looking for that could lead to these toxic situations?
Yeah, good question. So the tech, first of all, is going to look at the color of the flame for good combustion. So if you have a blue flame, that's what you want. That is a properly adjusted flame. But if you see an orange flame, that is a dirty flame. That means you have very incomplete combustion, and that can actually contain a lot of carbon monoxide. And also, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of sweet, like an acid-type odor that comes out of that, because, again, signs of carbon monoxide. And finally, you want to look at the heat exchanger. This is sort of the internal guts of the furnace, and with medium to older furnaces, you can see this pretty clearly. With the newer ones, it's getting a little bit harder.
But this is what keeps the combustion gas separate from the house air that blows around it to be warmed. So they'll inspect that. And also, we want to check the ventilation. We check also for what's called backdraft. So if we have a blocked chimney, for example, then all of those fumes, which are sort of like warm and moist, are going to come back out of the furnace draft hood. So any of those could be signs of carbon monoxide and need to be picked up.
Yeah, but we should also mention other sources of carbon monoxide that can also be hazardous, like never run a car, use a barbecue, or run a generator, or even a lawnmower in a garage, even an open garage, because those fumes are going to rise, they're going to start to fill the house, and it's going to sneak up on you, and before you know it, you're sleeping. So it's, you know, you got to be careful.
Absolutely. So important. Great point. And even if everything's operating properly, it is always important to also have carbon monoxide detectors. In fact, those carbon monoxide detectors are not just a good idea. They're, in fact, mandatory in many jurisdictions. So you want to make sure you have at least one on every floor of your house, including detectors outside every bedroom. You know why? Because that is where most carbon monoxide poisonings occur, while you're sleeping. Sometimes you just don't wake up. So you want to make sure you have detectors outside of your bedroom.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? You got a big project that you're tackling, or maybe you're starting a project? Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, we love spray foam insulation, but can applying it void your roof warranty? It's an interesting question. We're going to tackle that and more next.
You live in a money pit.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
River Front Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The attic, it just doesn't get that cold up there, and it's a much more stable environment for all the stuff that we store as well. So I'm not terribly worried about voiding warranties, and that's why. But I do agree that some manufacturers are trying to make that point. I just don't see it.
All right, now we've got a question here from Jamie, who says, my aunt has a one-story, 2,400-square-foot, 1963 home on a full basement. Winter temps can be in the 20s and 30s, and summers in the 90s. There's heat in the ceilings, but it doesn't work in a couple of rooms. She wants to upgrade the heating system, but the electric company told her a heat pump system might not be the best choice because it gets too cold and will switch to backup heat and super high, high bills. What's the best heating and cooling system for the house?
So it is good advice from the electric company. What's going to happen with a traditional air-to-air heat pump is this. You're going to have the heat pump, which is – what a heat pump is kind of like if you've ever had a window air conditioner, you know, that blows cold air into the house and warm air outside. Well, if you flip that around, stuck it in the window, that's kind of like a heat pump. It's sort of the reverse of the cooling cycle, but it blows that warm air throughout the house. The problem is that it can only maintain about 2 degrees difference between what the temperature is in the room and what you set it at. And if it goes more than that because it's cold – what it's going to do is bring up a straight electric resistance backup heat system, which is going to run about 2 or 2.5 times more to operate than the heat pump itself. So that's why it's really designed for moderate temperatures. Secondly, the ceiling is never a good place for heat distribution, so I would be looking for options to have a system that's fueled by gas, by propane, or by oil. Those are going to be the least expensive ways to go.
All right, Jamie, good luck with that. Definitely something to keep in mind. We do have such crazy temperature swings in the Northeast, just like that. 20s, 90s. Can't find a right zone.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We hope you're enjoying a beautiful fall weekend, taking on projects around your house. If you run into a problem, an issue, got a question, don't know where to start, or you're stuck in the middle, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel dropped leaflets from the air, redoubled warnings on social media for more than a million Gaza residents to move south. Hamas, meanwhile, is urging people to stay in their homes. Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, is accusing Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields. Nonetheless, Palestinians are fleeing the areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. Here at home and far from Israel, Jews are grieving and praying for peace in the first Shabbat services since the attack.
At Temple Adas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service. A police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Montana man is doing well after being mauled by a grizzly bear.
Rudy Norlander, returning home after 5 weeks in the hospital, saying he's looking forward to having a root beer float, playing with his dog, and, believe it or not, returning to the great outdoors. Norlander was bitten in the face and initially underwent 10 hours of surgery to reconstruct his jaw and lower lip. His family says he is healing and has maintained a sense of humor. Jason Walker reporting.
The Department of Agriculture reports avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girault County, South Dakota on October 4th, and at a farm with 142,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks. This is townhall.com. Hong Kong's leader says the city will seek to strengthen its economic and trade ties with Thailand after a recent meeting with the country's prime minister.
Chief Executive John Lee says he and Thailand's prime minister agree that the two sides have, quote, good and close relations. Lee added they would promote more exchanges between their people. His administration is seeking to further expand the Chinese financial hub's role in Southeast Asia to boost economic growth following years of COVID-19 restrictions.
Jeremy House reporting. Various Guatemalan government web pages disabled after hackers launched a cyber attack earlier today. The hackers, affiliated with the activist group Anonymous, say they're working in support of indigenous pro-democracy protesters. For almost 2 weeks, demonstrators have been calling for the resignation of the attorney general, saying she tried to undermine the popular vote that made a progressive candidate the now president-elect. More at townhall.com.
River from Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It's my favorite time of year. It's fall. It's the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So if you got a project that you want to get done around your house, you are in the right place because we are here to help you do just that. Reach out to us with your questions, your comments, your issues. If you need a little bit of direction on how to get started with a project, if you're stuck in the middle or you need some advice on what to do, all great reasons to reach out to us. Two ways to do that. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your message right into your iPhone or your Android or whatever device you have. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's episode, fall is a great time for some really big planting and patio projects like building rock gardens and paver patios and fire pits and laying new sod or even planting trees. So we're going to have tips on how to get those fall projects done.
And according to the FBI, most burglaries involve criminals forcibly breaking into your home. Well, Consumer Reports have been testing door locks, and they just released some new ratings. We're going to share the best and the worst ones that you can buy.
And you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not the high costs? We're going to share a new product that provides a beautiful marble surface without that usual expense.
But before we do that, we're here for you. So let us know what you need help with. Is it a renovation, a repair, a decorating project? Well, reach out because we've got the tips, the ideas, and the inspiration that are going to help you avoid all of that home improvement perspiration when it comes to fixing up your spaces.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or again, for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ed and I was on the line with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home that
It's a ranch style on a basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering if there is an insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss. And, yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure. And because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing the second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air-conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air-conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going over to Alaska, where Mary has a question about siding. How can we help you today?
We recently sided our house with concrete siding. Underneath is plywood and then Tyvek. We use 4x12 panels that are pre-painted. They're attached to the plywood walls.
Okay.
My question is, do I need to caulk where the batten attaches to the panels? And secondly, do I need to caulk the nail holes on the batten?
Well, you wouldn't caulk where the batten attaches to the panels. You might use an adhesive in that area, if that's recommended by the siding manufacturer. In terms of the nail holes, generally you don't have to caulk nail holes. You know, as long as you're not smashing the nails in and breaking the siding, they're usually tight enough around them where you do not have to caulk each individual nail head.
The nail holes have broken through the painted surface.
So if they broke through the painted surface, it's not a bad idea to touch them up with a little bit of caulk, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Adam in Rhode Island is on the line with a leaky skylight. What's going on?
I have a bay window in my bedroom that is below a skylight, and for a while it started to create those brown stains on my ceiling, but for the most part, the biggest problem was there was a leak in the bay window. So my father and I went up there, we put a new flashing kit on the skylight, and it seemed to help the problem, but it did not eliminate the problem. And I had a contractor friend over who took a look at it as well, and he noticed that if you go out on the outside, the bay window abuts the gutter, where the gutter attaches to the roof above it. And it's his opinion that there should be perhaps some like 6 to 8 inch gap there between where the gutter meets the house and where the bay window starts. So it's his opinion that the bay window might have been improperly installed.
So it sounds like the bay window is up too high. Is that what you're saying? So it basically goes right up under the gutter?
Right. There's certainly no separation between the soffit, but there's also no separation from where the gutter meets the house either.
All right. And does the bay window have its own roof on it, or is the roof sort of built into the soffit structure?
No, it's under the overhang.
Oh, it is under the overhang. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the gutter is overfilling and perhaps the water's backing up through the gutter, getting into the soffit and running into the bay?
I thought that at one point, and I have gone up and checked, and the gutters are clean.
Okay. And where this is on the roof, is there sort of a long stretch of roof that goes down before it hits the skylight?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe 10 or 10 or 15 feet.
So I'm going to give you a trick of the trade, and this might solve it. You might be getting so much water against that flash, against that skylight, that it's just sort of forcing its way in. One thing you might want to do is to try to put a diverter on the roof right above the skylight, and this, see if this works. It's really easy to do, and so there's kind of no reason not to try it. But you make you take a piece of aluminum in the shape of an L, and you basically attach it to the roof, and you essentially want to intercept that flow of water down the roof and have it run around the skylight and around the bay window. So you're slowing the volume of water that's coming down that roof, you know, running full steam towards that skylight in that bay window area and running it around that space. And all you got to do is tack that onto the roofing shingles, put some silicone caulk to help seal the edge, and see what happens.
So you caught the edge of the L with silicone, and how do you affix the aluminum to the roof?
Yeah, you could simply nail through the shingle.
Okay.
And with like a roofing nail, but with the caulk will help seal it. And basically you're capturing that water as it's running down the roof, and it's sort of running right around that skylight bay window roof combination and then off to the gutter.
All right, sounds good. I'm willing to try it.
Good luck, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Are you ready to take on a fall landscaping project? Well, if you are, we've got some tips to help you get started when The Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? It's a beautiful fall weekend. Perhaps you're just wrapping up a project, or maybe you're thinking about what the next project is. Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find some great DIY info on our podcast.
You can follow our podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home.
Okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant. And I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
curb and stuff.
Your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer. So I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. QuickCrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product. It's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product, so if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better, but if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay, okay. But that QuickCrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at QuickCrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now I've got Rob in Maryland on the line with a building with a dirt floor and he needs some help with it. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I have an 18-foot diameter round space outside. It's a little hut and I have a dirt floor. And I just want to see if there's some type of a concrete that I can just pour down there or pour on it and it'll just find its own level.
Well, I mean, concrete to some extent finds its own level. You have access to this space, right? Is there any reason you can't float it out?
Yeah, there's. It's easy to do.
So then what you're going to want to do is a couple of things. First of all, this is an unheated space?
Correct.
All right. So what you want to do is you would want to make sure that the dirt is solidly tamped down, right? And then you're going to add concrete to that to a thickness of at least 4 inches, but maybe even 6. And then float the concrete. It takes a little skill. You're going to have to do some research on how to do this. But essentially, when the concrete comes off the truck, there's stone that's embedded in it. And as you spread it out with a shovel and a rake, you sort of float it. You shake it with a float, a trowel. It's like a big trowel. And then the stones sink to the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
Is there anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, there's plastic dust covers and things like that. But, I mean, you want a floor that you can actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is the perfect season for working outside and taking on some really big planting and patio projects, like maybe building a rock garden, a paver patio, a fire pit, laying new sod, or even planting trees. So here are a couple of our favorites to get you started.
First, let's talk building a fire pit. This has to be one of the most popular projects ever for this time of year. And it's really not that hard to do. The most important step is picking the right location. You will be aiming for a sweet spot, not too far from your back door, but also not too close to where sparks can fly off the fire and land on your house roof, or where the heat can melt your siding, which frankly is surprisingly common. All the years I was a home inspector, Leslie, I'd see that very telltale sort of arched, bent up, shriveled up siding overheated sort of mark on the side of the building. I know that they got their grill or their fire pit too close to that wall.
Yeah, just way too close. Now, to build a fire pit, you want to use landscaping stones. And these are large bricks about 2 to 3 times as big as a regular brick, and they come in shapes to build either square or round fire pits. Now, to install them, you need to prepare a solid and level base of well-packed gravel, and then you simply stack the big landscape stones on top of each other and let gravity do the rest.
Now, another great project for this time of year is to build a rock garden or a water feature. The weather is perfect for this kind of very heavy work. And it's a lot easier to get it done now and only have to add the plants and finishing touches when spring arrives.
Now, one part of this project that often gets DIYers tripped up is figuring out the best layout. So here's a trick that we found that can really help, and all you need is some rope. You just use that rope to define the borders of your rock garden or water feature or whatever other element that you want to build. And once you have it down, just look at it. Does it look good? Do you like it? Are you going to use it well? Are you going to enjoy it from every vantage point in the yard? You know, all of those things. And then once you know it works, you got it.
Yeah, for example, like if the rock garden is along a path, will there still be enough room to walk by? Or what if you needed to run a lawnmower over the path? Can the machine fit? You know, if you take time to think through the total layout, use the little rope trip, you can really make sure the job gets done right and works super well for your space.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vinyl ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, and I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in. And I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. Coming up, most burglaries involve criminals that are forcing their way into your home. Now, Consumer Reports, they've been doing a lot of testing of door locks that can prevent break-ins. And what they've found, they're going to share with us. We've got Dan Roklowski joining us to tell us the best, the worst, whatever, the good and the bad and the ugly of all of these door locks. So stick around.
Hey,
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house this fall season. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, most burglaries involve criminals forcibly entering into your home, according to the FBI statistics. And that includes coming through your front door. But even if you're diligent about locking up, you do need a good deadbolt to thwart those thieves.
Well, Consumer Reports has been rigorously testing and evaluating door locks for years, and they've released some new ratings of the best and worst ones you can buy. With us to share what they found is Dan Roklowski. Dan is the home appliances reporter for Consumer Reports. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you found that many of the deadbolt locks tested lacked a certain level of protection that you might want to expect when you're trying to secure your house. So tell us what you found and how you went about testing these things.
Sure. So we conduct three what we call brute force tests. So that includes kick-ins, where we actually have a custom jig with a 100-pound steel battering ram that we swing into a door that is outfitted with each deadbolt.
Oh, come on. That's got to be fun, right? I mean, that's got to be the most enjoyable part of the test. Brute force testing.
It is very entertaining to watch, I will say. So, yes, we do that. We raise the height of that battering ram every time, basically, until we get the door to break. And basically, the longer a deadbolt can withstand that battering ram, the better it does in that test. That's probably the most interesting one of the bunch. The other two we do are a drilling test where we use a cordless drill and just try to drill through the deadbolt. The last test we do is just a lock picking test where we actually take the lock apart and look at how it's constructed internally and see how easily a thief could pick it based on its design.
So with the brute force testing, how do you determine whether the failure is the lock or the door? Because it would seem to me that with most kick-ins, given the fact that most people don't really understand the right way to install a lock and they don't use long enough screws and it really is just, you know, going into the jam and nothing much else. So I would think that the door jam itself would break before the metal deadbolt would. Do you deal with that issue?
Yes, that's correct. So what we really look at is whether a lock comes with a better strike plate. We encourage manufacturers to ship all of their locks with a strike plate that comes with 3-inch long screws so that you can really, you know, get it deep into the door frame, and that way you won't have that issue. Because you're absolutely right. The frame will give way before the lock itself, but all locks do come with a strike plate, and we just, you know, really want to see all of them come with a good box strike plate with those long screws.
Now, what about a keypad lock? I mean, it's the same sort of system internally, right? It's just your mechanism of opening is different. Does that change the security features at all?
I mean, it does change what features are available to you, but our testing is still the same. So we look at both electronic keypad locks as well as your smart keypad locks and models that connect to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or some other wireless technology. And so we do the same, you know, brute force tests on all of those locks, but also evaluate the features that they have. You know, how easy are they to set up and get connected? How easy are they to control remotely? Do they have any other security features like a tamper alarm if someone is trying to, you know, kick in the door or drill through it? So there's a number of things outside of the brute force test that we look at for those models.
You know, we learned some time ago, we actually did a video on this to teach people how to install a door or how to install one of these keypad locks, because if the door is not perfectly hung, if it doesn't close properly and everything doesn't line up and you get sort of like rubbing from the deadbolt and that sort of thing, it tends to wear out the battery life. And so in this video, we pretty much showed people exactly how to adjust the door and how to make sure it was working properly. Because otherwise, you would run out of power pretty quickly, and that's a whole other set of issues that come up, especially when you have an electronic lock.
You're absolutely right, yeah. It really can put a lot of extra unnecessary strain on the motor and really cause your battery life to suffer. We, you know, also try to really encourage people to make sure they're installed properly, that the lock bolt is gliding in smoothly into that strike plate, and just, you know, making sure it works right so that you don't run into those issues.
So we're talking to Dan Roklowski. He is the home and appliances reporter for Consumer Reports. So Dan, you did all these tests. What were the ratings? What were the best and the worst models?
Sure. So the best locks in our ratings right now are, if you're looking for just a standard deadbolt, the Yale Premier single cylinder YH82. If you're looking for a high security door lock, and what's great about these is they pretty much all withstand drilling attacks from a cordless drill, the best model there is the Medco Maxim 11TR503. And if you're interested in a electronic lock, we really like the Schlage Touch Keyless FE375CAM.
And which ones perform poorly and should be avoided?
So there are a lot of them. but okay. I can give you the worst offenders.
All right, go right ahead.
Some of the absolute worst that we've seen are Mylox. There's a few models from them, but one to look out for, it's actually a smart lock, is this Mylox BLEF02SN. Basically, it can't protect you in any brute force, you know, attack, drilling, picking, or being kicked in. If you're looking at electronic locks, do not get the Sherlock DK201MD15. Also highly susceptible to drilling, picking, and kick-ins. And as just regular deadbolts go, you'll want to avoid the Yale Edge series YR82EB. It just goes to show you got to really be careful. Even within the same brand, you know, one deadbolt can do fantastic in these tests and the other just fails.
Yeah, I think that was interesting. Yale was in the top of the best locks and also had one on the bottom. So you're right. You can't just go by brand. So, and that's why you guys are so specific about the locks that you test, and you give us the model numbers, because they do change, right? And you got to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples.
You know, these companies will make slight tweaks to the hardware here and there, so you really want to pay attention to that unique model number.
Dan Roklowski, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Very interesting story and interesting project testing these locks. If you'd like to learn more, go to consumerreports.org. Sign up for a membership. I tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I go to Consumer Reports when I'm looking to buy a product and get their report on what their testing found. It's great independent expert advice. Dan, thanks for what you do, and thanks again for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, if you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not that high cost that goes along with it, we're going to share a new product that offers a beautiful marble surface without draining your bank account. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what projects are you tackling this fall season? Are you thinking ahead to the holidays? Maybe you're planning something that you need to get done before all the family and friends arrive, or you're looking at a winter project, or perhaps you're thinking of something you're going to tackle once the weather gets warmer. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, it's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash, or for that matter, a countertop, you pull up the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it. Pull off the backing on the other side. You stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter. So you don't have to wait for glue to dry, or even mix up glue, or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because they'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Luan plywood on the wall first, and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or your bathroom, but not the expense, Deich Coatings is out now with a new product called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit that lets you create a beautiful marble surface in just a weekend.
Yeah, it's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit that's so great for countertops, vanities, even tabletops. It comes in four elegant color schemes and even lets you create a real marble veined surface in just a few simple steps with no special skills needed. Now, you can create a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct defined veins, or you can create one that has those soft, swirly veins. They are two very different looks, and you definitely have one that you prefer. So once you start doing your research, you're going to know exactly. It's really easy to use, no skills are needed, and everything that you need is included in the kit for just $169.
And you'll find that Marble Dreamer Surfacing Kit at DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Heading to North Carolina, where Steve's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. I have a 30-year-old home where I put vinyl replacement windows in. And here in North Carolina, of course, we have very hot and humid nights. And one thing I noticed in the mornings that there would be condensation around, it's got the cross pieces in the panes of glass are internal, not external, but I would notice some condensation like around those and around the edges, and even some mornings they were but it's a tri-level house, and the downstairs is on a concrete slab, and even some of those windows are completely kind of covered with condensation. I just wondered, is that normal, or is there something wrong with the installation?
So it's not normal, Steve. What you're seeing is the result of a lack of efficiency of either the glass or the window frames themselves. What's happening here is the cool that you're generating inside the house, that air-conditioned air, is basically chilling the windows themselves. And then when the warm, moist air on the outside of your house strikes them, it condenses. Because if you think about it, as you cool the air, it releases the water. Same thing happens when you walk outside with a glass of iced tea and you get water that forms on the outside of it. It's because of the condensation. It's because it's the warm air striking it. So it does point to a potential inefficiency of the windows. Now, because the moisture is forming on the outside and not on the inside, you don't have to worry about leaks and damage, but I don't think you should be seeing as much as you are. It does speak to an issue that's potentially wrong with the windows themselves.
Okay. I guess if I contact the manufacturer, because they are argon gas, I believe, the manufacturer, is that who I would contact, or the installer? Or
so if the windows are covered by a warranty, I certainly would reach out to the manufacturer as well as the installer. I would reach out to both of them and raise the issue, explain it very clearly, send some photographs if you can, and see if they're willing to do something about it, because I sense that the windows are not insulated very well, because that should not be happening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, inviting hordes of strangers to poke around at every nook and cranny of your house doesn't really sound like anything you'd ever want to do, right?
Ah, that is, unless you're selling your home and holding an open house. We'll share tips to survive the invasion when the Money Pit returns.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Anderson.com for details.
Money Pit. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, Mario reached out to Team Money Pit. He lives in New Jersey and recently installed replacement windows himself. He says, I left the storm windows in place because I like that extra layer of protection, but I wonder if there's a downside to doing that.
You know, I don't really think there's a downside to do it. I mean, it's another layer of glass you're going to have to clean. You may find that you get some condensation on the back side of that, depending on how the temperature swing is between one side of the glass and the other, which you'd not get with the replacement window because that's insulated glass and it's sealed. I don't really feel like it's a bad thing you did. It's just inconvenient and kind of, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose of replacing the window. So go ahead and live with it now. But if you decide ultimately to take them out, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
And I wonder how that looks. Like, does it look okay with an old storm window? Like, does that do anything to the frame or the trim?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's going to look a little funky. It's not going to look like brand new windows, you know. It's going to look like something is off. Sometimes you can look at stuff and pick up some like alternative to the normal installation. Like, I see that a lot when I look at electrical panels and something's just not quite right, and you dig in, like, ah, yeah, I know what they did. They put the black where the white should have been or whatever the heck it was. So, yeah, I think it's not definitely not the right way to do it, but for the most part, I don't see it causing any harm.
All right. Good luck with that project, Mario, and good luck with those new windows.
Well, if you're planning to sell your house anytime soon, one of the best opportunities to get a qualified buyer happens during the open house. You know, that's when you get to invite hordes of strangers to poke around every nook and cranny of your personal space. Well, Leslie has tips on how to survive the invasion and get your house ready to sell in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Ugh, yes, the open house is like my worst nightmare. It's like
painful.
They're coming in, they're looking at everything, they're touching things. You know, it's like I love to go look at houses, and we'll go to open houses often. And my kids are always like, does it come with this piece of furniture? Can I touch that? I'm like, it's not yours. Don't touch it. Don't open it. And so I know other people would be doing that at my house. But you got to make sure that your house is ready to be seen so you can kind of relax and enjoy the process. So first of all, a buyer needs to really be able to envision their own life in that house. How are they going to live in the space? So clear the clutter. That is definitely something you want to do. And it also opens up the room. So definitely think about removing anything larger or extra pieces of furniture. Just show people that there's a lot of space. You know, space that's there that you forgot about, which is why you're moving in the first place. Now, buyers aren't going to notice if your home is spotlessly clean, but they are going to notice if it isn't. So hire a cleaning service, help make it sparkle. You can even have them just do it once before the first set of open houses, and then you can kind of just maintain it for the next upcoming ones. Now, odors, super important. Nobody wants to buy a house that smells like your pets, or if you're a smoker, nobody likes a stinky house. So you can neutralize those odors by scrubbing the walls, shampooing the carpets, keeping your litter boxes clean. Think about also beautiful finishing touches in the house. New towels in the bathroom, a beautifully set dining table. These things kind of make an impression. Outside, trim the lawn, weed the landscaping, prune the shrubs. And once the day of the open house shows up, guys, leave. Don't stick around. Nothing makes buyers more uncomfortable than if the owner is there. They're going to feel more excited. They're going to show more interest. They're going to ask more questions. It really is great. Make sure your realtor knows all the awesome features and the great standouts of the home. This way they can really speak comfortably about your house. And you don't have to be there. Trust me, you don't want to see the people walking all around your space.
That is so true. I say the same thing about home inspection. Get out.
Get out. Can't.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, fall is an amazing season for beautiful colors and lots of fun activities, but it's also the start of fire season. We'll highlight fire prevention risks you haven't thought of and give you tips to eliminate them on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. Reminding them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. Desperate Palestinians scramble for escape from northern Gaza Saturday, are huddled by the thousands at a hospital in the target zone in hopes it would be spared. This as Israel intensified warnings of an imminent offensive by air, ground, and sea following last week's deadly attack by Hamas. The military says it's trying to clear away civilians ahead of the concentrated campaign against Hamas militants in the north, including in what they said were underground hideouts in Gaza City. Hamas, meanwhile, urging people to stay put in their homes. The Israeli military is alleging that Hamas wants to use them as human shields. Secretary of State Blinken intensified diplomatic outreach across the Middle East and beyond to rally an international response to prevent the Israeli-Hamas war from expanding. He met with Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry in Riyadh on Saturday before stopping in the United Arab Emirates. BBC's Tom Bateman reports.
One of the things the Americans are trying to get parts of the Arab and Muslim world to do is to be clearer and more forthright in condemnation of the attacks by Hamas. Now, in the run-up to Mr. Blinken going to see the Saudis put out a very strong statement.
Meanwhile, we have a speaker but no name, or a name but no speaker, that is, as House Republicans take the weekend off.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday. Jordan is facing stiff resistance to be elected Speaker on the House floor, thanks to the same math problem that doomed the bid of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who initially won the Republican Speaker nomination, but quit the race abruptly Thursday evening after facing a hardened block of opposition. Following his nomination, Jordan sent the conference home.
It's Edwin Mora. This is S. Sarin.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
On the labor front, the head of the United Auto Workers says they're taking a new approach. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more in this report.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
Breaking news and analysis, find them both at townhall.com. Over 400,000 Arkansas residents were dropped from Medicaid.
Arkansas became among the first to finish a post-pandemic review of its rolls. All states were required to resume annual eligibility reviews for Medicaid as a 3-year federal freeze on removing people from the health care program ended in April. Arkansas moved more swiftly than most states because a new state law required it to complete the review in 6 months. Healthcare advocates are concerned that some may have actually been eligible but simply failed to return needed information. John Scott reporting.
3 men are dead after an early morning shooting during a party in Denver, Colorado. Officers called to an industrial storefront found someone dead with gunshot wounds and later found out that 5 other shooting victims went to local hospitals where 2 of them died there. Police are working to find out what led to the shooting and who was involved. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome to the latest minutes of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're continuing to look at Israel at war into Gaza and taking some incoming from the north, Hezbollah, and wondering if there's going to be elements in Syria to get involved too. I get the sense they're ready for all of it. They're basically handing out guns and helmets to anyone in the Gaza area in and around the border. Imagine through the whole population, since everyone's got to serve 2 years in the military. And now they've got 300,000 active. They've called up 300,000 more. So in a country between 8 and 9 million, they're going to be going at it with 600,000. And this is going to get rough. And there's no doubt about it. They want the fight in Gaza. Hamas said, I'm going to blow open that wall. I'm going to kill 1,000 people, hopefully more in their minds, sick minds. And then I'm going to grab some of them and make sure you show up to try to get them back. As Dave Ignatius writes today, that being that the attack was a surprise, don't be surprised when there are all types of challenges in Gaza, which they say in terms of war fighting
is going to be harder than the U.S. had in Fallujah. And with me right now to discuss it is Ambassador Nikki Haley, running for the Republican nomination and to be the next president of the United States in 2024. Ambassador, good to see you.
Thank you.
You just met with the ambassador, the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. Bit of a reunion.
Oh, we have a bond. You know, I mean, I think that so much of what I did at the UN was dealing with Iran, dealing with Israel, dealing with the Palestinians, and the games that they would play. And so to see what's happened is really horrific, because this was something that not only was it a surprise, not only was it murder, it was torture. And that's something you don't forget. And I hope that Americans realize that how they feel right now,
mm-hmm.
when you start to hear that Palestinians have died, go back to how you feel right now. Because when I was at the United Nations, I went to Ramallah. I went to Ida refugee camp to really understand what the Palestinians' needs were. And Brian, what I saw was all over the walls was graffiti saying, kill the Jews. In their schools, they do that. Their textbooks are simplified, basically say, if you have five Jews and you kill four Jews, how many Jews are left? That's how they taught their kids. And they put these tunnels, and I've been in the tunnels, where the equipment, the ammunition, everything they do to kill people is in these tunnels, and they put them under schools and under hospitals because they know Israelis value life.
So do you saw those walls in Gaza?
I did.
Does it blow you away that they blew them away? The 19 separate breach points, that these towers weren't able to pick it up. There's agriculture on the farms on the other side, so a long visibility. And they come through with bulldozers, paragliders.
I've been to those kibbutz.
Does this stun you?
No, I've been to those kibbutz, and I think about those families that were there. And the fact that, you know, you're sitting out there in the farmland, and this happens. This was very orchestrated. This was very planned. And the only one that can really do this is Iran. And that's what we have to remember. We can talk about Hamas all day long, but this is Iran at work. And this is Iran at work with Hamas. This is Iran at work with Hezbollah, that we're seeing them start to do it. It's Iran at work with the Houthis. You know, we've got to watch Yemen, too. All of these things, this is Iran orchestrated.
Well, Iran actually said it. If you attack us, we're going to hit you from Yemen. We're going to hit you from Lebanon. We're going to hit you from Gaza. And we'll be able to, we know they're going to hit from Syria, because that's where they're located now, basically preserved Assad along with Russia. So that's what their plan is all along. So I want to bring you to this. So the immediate reaction was Hamas wants this fight in Gaza. Tactically, militarily, you wonder, they blow open the wall, they grab hostages and want to make sure that Israel comes into Gaza. Some say, wait a second, maybe their goal is to grab Israel into a quagmire where you're really pinned down there. Is that a legitimate fear and worry?
Well, they don't value life, and they know Israel does. So when they take a hostage, whether it's an American hostage or an Israeli hostage, they know that we'll do anything to protect those lives.
Right.
So go back to 2011, and Israel, I think, released like 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for one Israeli. And they know that. So what they're hoping is they can get any other fighters that they have that are in being held, and they can use that as leverage, because they know what they see as our weak spot, which I think is our strength, is that we do value life. That's where this is going to get complicated, is because we're still trying to save those hostages. We're still trying to get them out alive.
Right.
And they're going to use that. But, yeah, this is going to get complicated.
So what changes? So you go in, you exact the leader's brother died, and soon they're going to start taking out one by one the Hamas upper echelon, we hope, and the ones that don't escape. To see them celebrating in Qatar was unbelievable with the Qatar leaders. Yeah, but they're fine. But the military wing, then what? Is the goal to level it and take it back? Have they thought that far ahead, do you think?
My guess is what they're thinking right now is, first things first is eliminate Hamas. I think that's really the goal. Then they'll focus on what happens with the land, but you've got to take away the terrorists. And this isn't just Hamas. Now you're dealing with Hezbollah. Now you're dealing with the Houthis. But overall, they're going to be coming to America saying, what about Iran? And when you look at the fact, we knew this at the United Nations. We knew that if Iran got any money, it didn't go to feed their people. It didn't go to humanitarian efforts. It went to fuel terrorist activity. And so you can't change a culture. This is a culture culture of a regime that says death to America, death to Israel every day. And when they were dragging these bodies through the streets, that's what they were chanting. So the real source of this, we can talk about eliminating Hamas, and we should. The real source of this is Iran. And when Biden loosened those sanctions, that money started flowing again. That's the biggest thing. And don't underestimate what's the core we're looking at. China imports more oil from Iran than anyone. Russia's getting drones and missiles from Iran.
But we now have no leverage over either one of those countries. Maybe 10 years we may have.
But have a clear moral compass, knowing it's China, Russia, and Iran that are in this together. And why are they in this together? Because they all hate the West. They hate Israel. They hate America. That's what's getting ready to happen.
So that's, you have the ambassador job. You have the governor's job. You're the president right now. And what changes tomorrow, and what would you have included in that speech yesterday that President Biden delivered?
You know, give credit where credit's due. Biden, the words that Biden used were important. He needed to say them. He should have said them a couple of days before. He should have been on air more. But I think what he said was really important. I can't for the life of me understand why he's tiptoeing around Iran. He still in his mind thinks he's going to get back into an Iran deal, but that's what fuels their fire. That's what gives them leverage. The one thing that we need, if I was president, we would demolish their economy. Make sure they don't get a dollar in their bank, because that's how you stop the terrorism. We had that. Iran was desperate with their economy. He loosened it up. Now they've got billions of dollars flowing into them. Then you go and you do this hostage situation. You give them $6 billion more. We need to freeze their funds. We need to really put down the sanctions to where no dollars are flowing into them. And we need to bring them to their knees. Hands down, that's what we need to do.
But you sound like you like the policy of President Trump. What would President Haley do different? Do you just agree the way President Trump handled?
Look, President Trump and I worked together on getting out of the Iran deal. That was really important. Because you can't change a culture.
Mattis did not want to get out of that deal, by the way.
None of them wanted to get out of the deal.
Kelly.
And when I went back, you had all the National Security Council. Most of them were telling him not to get out of the Iran deal. It's only because I actually went to the International Atomic Energy Agency, asked the hard questions about what was really happening with the Iran deal, that I realized it actually had no teeth. And so I came back, made the case for him to get out. He clearly had wanted to get out if we had reason, and he had more than enough reason. So getting out was the first thing. The second thing is the sanctions. When we put those sanctions down, that's what really decimated their economy. We have to go back to that. Then finally, we have to go and eliminate all of these terrorist cells. Just like we focused on ISIS, we've got to focus on all of these terrorist cells. And then we've got to focus on the Arab community and let them know we've got to get in this together. Why is Saudi Arabia backing off? They're backing off because they don't trust that America and Israel will win. That's a very, very important
point. Because if you leave Iran strong, Saudi Arabia is vulnerable.
Saudi Arabia is going to lean towards Iran. We've already seen them do the deal.
They got rocketed into their oil.
Saudi Arabia was constantly at odds with Iran until China came in and negotiated this deal. Why did they even consider that? Because the U.S. was weakening. They didn't see the U.S. fighting Iran anymore. They saw the U.S. trying to get in a deal. So that pushed Saudi Arabia towards Iran. That's what we don't want to have happen. But Saudi Arabia is smart. They're not going to lean in to us and Israel unless they know that we can win and that we're serious about taking on Iran.
When Republicans talk about wavering on Ukraine, the ones that aren't just, I don't want to be involved and let's bring everything home. They'll say, listen, I don't like the tactics. I never hear about the objectives. It's never explained to the American people why it matters. How do you convince Republicans, many of which you really respect and call your friend, that it is right to support that cause?
Well, first, Joe Biden's done a terrible job communicating this. You know, when you go and you give equipment, ammunition to anyone, you owe it to the taxpayers to tell them why you're doing this. Why does it matter? All of that. If you look at what's happening, Putin said with his own words, once he takes Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. That's a war because those are NATO countries. The reason we're doing this is we're trying to prevent war. But remember, go back to what I said. It's China, Russia and Iran. Those three together. A win for Russia is a win for China. Assume that Iran is in that mix. That's all three of them together. 3.5% of our defense budget. That's it. That's all we're giving. 11 European countries are giving more than us, and they should. So our goal is, How do we go and make sure that this comes to an end quickly? That's the goal. But you don't do it by pulling back. Remember, as much as we're feeling for Israel right now, that's what we were feeling for Ukraine. Americans can't get tired. We have to know the difference between right and wrong. We have to know the difference between good and evil. And that's what we're dealing with right now.
George Will had a column today. I don't know if you read it. He called on everyone to drop out and support you as the nominee to take on Trump. And even though his wife disagrees with him, he says you're his pick. Did you have any conversations with him? Are you surprised? Am I telling you this for the first time?
I saw the article last night. I have not had any conversations with him. I have not seen him. And yes, it was an interesting surprise. What I will tell you is the momentum is real. We feel it in Iowa. We feel it in New Hampshire. We feel it in South Carolina.
Where you haven't felt it before?
And we see it in the numbers. The numbers are going up. It's the reason that Trump is starting to attack is because he sees the same numbers that we are. But the momentum, the reason the momentum is real is because real Americans feel the chaos of the Democrats. They feel the chaos on the border. They feel the chaos with inflation. They feel the chaos in classrooms. They feel the chaos with crime on the streets. And they feel the chaos in Europe now and in the Middle East. But our focus has to be, we can't fix Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. We need stability. We've got to leave the baggage and the negativity behind. We've got serious world issues right now. We need a stable hand, and we need to be able to take care of this so that we can keep Americans safe.
And you're referring to, you think President Trump brings chaos?
Well, I think you look at the situation. I mean, there's a lot of drama and chaos. He's focused on the past. We need to be focused on the future. We've got a lot of issues with inflation, with education, with our border, with China. You know, with now what's happening with Israel, we can't keep talking about an old election or old things that are happening. We've got some serious work to do to lift Americans back up and make our world safe again.
He's also given you a nickname.
Yeah, I think it's lame. He's kind of lost his luster. I mean, it's a lame nickname. It doesn't even...
Was it Bird Brain?
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. What does that even mean? Like, he used to be cool at that. He's not cool at that anymore. But look, I told my team, let's celebrate. Because he sees the numbers we see. He knows exactly what we're doing. We're coming. We're coming. Get ready.
All right. One thing is, it's going to be hard to match your energy, and the money is coming in. And, of course, this is your wheelhouse. Sadly, an international calamity. This is where you thrive. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Go to NikkiHaley.com. And remember, a president's role is to keep Americans safe. That's what I'm determined to do, is to make sure we keep every American safe.
All right. Thanks so much, Governor. 1-866-408-7669. Your call's left. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
ByGovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-356-6468, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-356-6468. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-356-6468 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-356-6468.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Looking to travel for the holidays? A bit of advice to nab an affordable flight. If you want to score a relatively decent price for a ticket during the upcoming holiday season, you should think about booking your trips no later than October the 14th, which is right around the corner, according to travel website Hopper's lead economist, Haley Berg. However, she warns that while airfares will be relatively lower, prices will still remain volatile before then surging in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving and Christmas. According to a recent Hopper survey, nearly half of people who plan to travel, which is over 40%, are concerned that they won't be able to afford their pre-planned trips. Currently, domestic flights for Thanksgiving are averaging about $268 a ticket, which is down 14% from this time last year. While traveling internationally, the cost may be over $1,200 per round trip, which is a slight dip of about 2% from last year, according to Hopper data. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Gordon Ramsay as Fox's Kitchen Nightmares returns.
How excited are you for the return of this show in particular?
I launched Kitchen Nightmares with Fox in 2007, and then we had seven amazing seasons. And so to bring it back after a hiatus of 10 years, it's one of the most popular demanded return shows on the planet.
We join Chef Gordon Ramsay as they film the new season.
I look for the authenticity first, and then we sit, we eat multiple courses, and then off into the kitchen. Sometimes, especially this year, down is the basement, and that's where things start to really emerge in a not such a pleasant way.
Do you have your kitchen nightmares, like, when you walk into any restaurant? Are you always looking at a checklist sometimes?
My radar's up. We're on 24/7, and then, you know, soup of the day is the soup of the week, soup of the month, soup of the year, and then I look at the originality of some of the ingredients, then the pricing, and then when the food arrives, it's like, man, this is so underperforming. It's embarrassing. And then the shortcuts, I can spot them a mile away.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Let me say again, to any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word. Don't. Don't.
Ian Bremmer joins us now, president and founder of the Eurasia Group, G-Zero Media. And by the way, if anyone has control of a global crisis, it's him. Ian, your thoughts about here we are 5 days after the attack on Saturday?
Well, Netanyahu said it pretty clearly, the Israeli prime minister. This is the worst atrocity against Jews that we have seen since the Holocaust anywhere in the world. And, you know, we've all for decades said never again, and now we're facing this. So the impact on the Israeli people, 10 million citizens of Israel, really can only be seen in that context and can't be overstated. I think that has to be the focus here. But of course, responding to this terrorist activity is a very different matter. It is going to involve urban warfare, house to house, building to building in Gaza City. That is an incredibly hard thing to do. It will be a very violent thing to do. And when it's done, there's an open question on what Israel does with Gaza. I mean, they don't want a permanent occupation, but no one else is prepared to take it over. And yet we are planning, whether it's a matter of days or weeks, for very serious and extensive ground warfare against a terrorist organization. It's the worst kind of fighting imaginable. The Israelis are trained for it, but that's what we're looking at going forward.
Right. They say it's going to be harder than Fallujah. It's more dense. And you have to wonder if Hamas knew it was coming and that they have surprises, ugly surprises for the Israelis coming in that they weren't anticipating. The other thing, you also said that Israel's in a more positive geopolitical position than ever in their history. In what respect?
Well, and this is part of the context of the attack. Over the last 5 years, Israel's relationships in the region have improved dramatically. And, you know, you'll remember that in the Obama administration, John Kerry, when he was Secretary of State, said you cannot have any peace in the region unless you resolve the Israel-Palestine situation, the conflict. Well, nothing has been done to resolve the conflict, but there's a lot of peace. Israel now has direct diplomatic relations with the UAE, with Morocco, with Bahrain. They were moving very close to a diplomatic breakthrough with Saudi Arabia. There's enormous amounts of investment. If you go to Dubai, there are all sorts of Jewish tourists from Israel. So first of all, Israel's geopolitical position is much stronger. They increasingly weren't just surrounded by enemies. They were doing business with people in the region. They were even coordinating on technology and some national security issues. At the same time, the Palestinian situation has only gotten worse. There are, you know, more of their land has been taken, more illegal settlements under Netanyahu. And Hamas, a terrorist organization which represents the government to the extent there is one in Gaza, has continued to hold the position that Israel does not have a right to exist. They refuse to recognize them, unlike the Palestinian Authority in the much, much larger population West Bank. And so, you know, Hamas, they were becoming dead-enders. And what Hamas has done here, not only has been to make a suicidal decision on the part of their own leaders, because right, they will now be rooted out and killed, but they really want the Israelis. They want to goad the Israelis into acting like Hamas.
Gotcha.
They want the Israelis to act like monsters.
I always appreciate it. Go check out his site, GZero, the Eurasia Group. Ian Bremmer, thanks so much. Rich Lowry next. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vis...
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
Not... No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A celebrity cold case is one step closer to being solved after authorities in Las Vegas announced an arrest in connection to the 90s drive-by murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
There's been many people who did not believe that the murder of Tupac Shakur was important to this police department. I'm here to tell you that was simply not the case. It was not the case back then, and it is not the case today.
Las Vegas Metro PD Sheriff Kevin McMahill announcing Friday the arrest of Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who prosecutors allege ordered and planned the 1996 killing of the then rap superstar. In his memoir and in previous interviews, Davis said that while he did not shoot the gun, he knew who did and provided the weapon used. State law allows for Davis to face a murder charge just for assisting someone to commit the crime. Davis has not commented on the charge. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Right now, we look at it as kind of a war Israel's in, and we got hit by the fire. But if they start parading U.S. hostages on TV and threatening to kill them, even if they don't yet kill them, then it's our war. And I think President Biden will have to act. And I hope he has it within him to do something tough.
Man,
I don't
remember.
See it.
I never see it. And his instincts have been terrible. His policy decisions have been awful. He looks flat out incompetent. Just because you've been doing something a long time doesn't mean you're good at it, which is part of the reason he got lucky in backing Ukraine. Of course, that's the right move and the only move. But because of his years of incompetence and ineptness, and Afghanistan specifically, Republicans are saying, why am I following this guy? At what cost? And now his speech yesterday, you have to wonder how much he means it. And Bill McGurn's point is well taken. There, we know 20 Americans are missing. We know 14 at least are dead. But where are those 20? And if they are brought out as American hostages, what do we do? What is the right move? Rich Lowry's seen it all, reported on it all, wrote about it as editor of National Review. He joins us now. Rich, welcome back. Your take on Bill McGurn's scenario.
Well, he's right, and this is a thing that was missing from Biden's otherwise completely fine and actually strong in many respects statement yesterday, is this is a hostage crisis, right? They have American hostages. We don't know exactly how many, but they have them, and they are among the cohort that they are threatening to kill, perhaps in a very public manner if the Israeli operation continues. And how can that not be kind of a top line concern of the President of the United States, such that he mentions it or tells, says something, sets up some policy about it? And he didn't, you know, I think part of the issue is that it's really hard, right? What can we do? We can't just go in and save them. What Hamas assets aren't already being destroyed? But I would think you would say something like, you know, Iran is complicit in this attack. If every time an American hostage dies, Iran is losing an asset that's very important to it, whether it's a bunch of oil refineries or a nuclear site or whatever it is. And that's the way we're going to play this game and hope maybe Iran would have influence over Hamas. But this is, you know, I lived through the hostage crisis. I'm old enough, the Iranian hostage crisis during the Carter years, and it was a national obsession. And I think this hasn't yet gotten the attention it deserves.
U.S. is, according to NBC, the U.S. is investigating whether Iran gave advanced training to Hamas militants. Why would they say that? Because the Washington Post reported it. And 2 days prior, almost the next day, Wall Street Journal talked about biweekly meetings led by the Al-Quds Force leader with Hamas and Hezbollah in Beirut. So no one's refuted that story. They just haven't confirmed the story.
Yeah, so the journal story, the one over the weekend that was most eye-popping, said Iran gave the green light. Iran approved it. Iran pushed the button. And we haven't seen reporting to confirm that, although, you know, they were citing Hamas sources who presumably would know. But even if you say that the journal, just for the sake of argument, that our friends and colleagues, they got it wrong. Still, the reporting that's been short of that, just that they trained, you know, and prepared Hamas for this operation, that's enough, right? That's enough. What else do you need to know? Why are you still desperate to kowtow to this regime, to hand resources to this regime, when they're complicit in the killing and the kidnapping of Americans? I mean, how much more plain does it need to be?
See, the whole thing, the speech was fine, but it was easy. You know it's going to be hard? 2 weeks later, when the Palestinians, along with Al Jazeera and all the other Arab outlets, and trumpeted by Qatar, obviously, and other Arab unfriendly Arab nations, Syria, they're going to be talking about kids and others that are hurt as collateral damage, despite the warnings they're getting. And then they're going to be, well, you know, listen, hey, Israel, it's going to be, listen, we need you to back off. They're never going to say that. That's going to be reports and pressure on Netanyahu. So that's going to be that's just going to test leadership.
Yeah, of course. We've all seen the rhythm of this before. Now this is a much bigger event in every way. But there's an outrage perpetrated against Israel. Israel responds, and then the clock starts ticking before people are like, you know what, this is too much, this is disproportionate, whatever it is. And we're going to see horrible images. You know, one, war is a horrible thing. Two, Hamas goes out of its way, as we all know, to hide his weapon caches and headquarters and fighters and all the rest of it in sensitive civilian areas to get those images, because they know that those images are enormously helpful in the propaganda war. So you're absolutely right. You just have to stay stalwart. It's great to be strong now, but the key is to really be strong 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now.
Because you can't teach them a lesson. If Hamas continue to rule that area, they'll win elections. By the way, we should just say it. The two-state solution is dead forever. We'll never allow, nobody would ever allow the West Bank and Gaza with a land bridge, however connected, to exist. You think Gaza's bad? Isn't the West Bank five times the size or more? You're going to allow them to exist right through your country? Forget it. I want you to hear David Rohde. As you know, he was held captive by the Taliban. Here's what he says is going to be the hard situation now in Gaza. Cut 15.
I think they've been divided into smaller groups. I mean, it's not clear how many there are, but they will do that for safety reasons. They're likely being held underground. One former intelligence official told me they thought they would be put in the houses of families. I was held near families and in sort of crowded places, larger towns most of the time. And that's an effort to make any raid more difficult and dangerous in terms of trying to deter it, that would U.S. or Israeli forces want to go in and potentially kill civilians in the process of one of these raids. And then if there is a success successful raid, you could have Hamas threaten to kill other hostages unless the U.S. stops. So it's not a hopeless situation. I think it's a grim, it's a terrible situation, I should say, but that it's Hamas wants a deal. Given that they got 1,000 prisoners for Gilad Shalit in the past, they see these hostages as very valuable bargaining chips. So, and there's also efforts already by diplomats in the region to try to negotiate some kind of swap, talking about like freeing women and children in an exchange on both sides first, women and children held apparently by the Israelis for some of these hostages.
And I don't think Israel will be talking a lot about the hostages while working silently. I understand our special forces have been moved there. My hope is that the FBI hostage unit will be brought there. And then I don't know if negotiations formally going to take place. I did hear a report unconfirmed that Islamic Jihad has got the hostages now, and there's nobody with lines of communication to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's extremely difficult. You know, just a hostage situation with a real committed hostage taker here in the United States can be difficult, right? And you're doing this in a war zone with these hideous terrorists who are completely remorseless. I take it, everything Rhodey said, and obviously he has a harrowing personal experience with this. This is going to be really hard to see a favorable outcome. But the temptation is going to be Israel cares about its people. You know, we care about our people. So the temptation is going to be to do some sort of trade. I think what you can't do, and what maybe Hamas is counting on, is you stay Israel's military hand through having these hostages. And I think that's just, Israel can't let itself be leveraged out of doing what it needs to do here.
Obviously, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, two Democrats who have come out in favor of the Palestinians, proudly standing by her flag, Rashida Tlaib, not the carnage that took place, blames it on the apartheid government of Israel. Finally, this White House took on their own party. Cut 21.
I've seen some of those statements this weekend, and we're going to continue to be very clear. We believe they're wrong. We believe they're repugnant, and we believe they're disgraceful. Our condemnation belongs squarely with terrorists who have brutally murdered, raped, kidnapped hundreds of Israelis. There can be no equivocation about that.
So that was surprising. I never thought they'd bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, good for her. There's no dancing around. That was a really forceful statement and appropriate. And just goes to just how repulsive some of these statements have been, how contemptible they have been, running the range of, you know, all these Harvard student groups to members of the squad. And the White House has the moral and political sense, at least, if nothing else, to realize it can't in any way be associated with that kind of sentiment. And it's one thing, you know, Brian, it's completely legitimate to criticize Israel, to have problems with the settlement policy or the blockade in Gaza or whatever it is. But you can't blame Jews for a pogrom. You know, you can't blame Israel for its civilians being raped and murdered and kidnapped, which is what these people did. I mean, we just have a lot of, unfortunately, poisoned minds in this country, including very much among young people. I mean, there has been one student group that I've seen has put out a morally decent statement about this.
Well, by the way, today also around now, there's going to be a convening of the Republican caucus in the House, and they're going to pick a speaker, something they did 9 months ago. But evidently you need Matt Gaetz's approval to do anything, who does nothing except complain and pontificate and hope Newsmax calls him to host a show, says this. It looks like it's down to Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. Kevin McCarthy said yesterday, don't nominate me. Here's what Steve Scalise said this morning. Cut 32.
What people have really liked about my approach is that I've been a unifier, been somebody who's built coalitions throughout my entire career, and we've delivered big wins, and people want to see us get back on track. We need a Congress that's working. Tomorrow we need to get Congress back to work. Speaker Scalise, on day one, we will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Jim Jordan sounds just as conversant and confident. They are friends. How does this play out, Rich Lowry?
I don't know. I'm not sure House Republicans know, so I'll have to wait and see. I think both
How should it play out?
Fine.
How?
I don't have a preference. You know, Scalise is kind of the inside game, right? The very traditional, you go with the next in line would be good. You know, the stakes here, Brian, are just small, right? I mean, they have control of one chamber with a narrow majority, so there's just limits to what they can do. So even if you have a terrible choice, and I think neither of these guys are a terrible choice, or a fantastic choice, you know, the best choice ever, it's not going to make a huge difference. So I can see the case for Scalise. I can see the case with Jordan. I'd be perfectly comfortable with either of them. I just hope it's resolved in fairly quick order, you know, that this doesn't drag on for weeks.
Can you blame the American people if they think the Republicans have shown they're not ready to lead any chamber?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly self-destructive and stupid last week. I don't think it, you know, most people, they don't pay attention the way we do. This is affecting zero individual lives of anyone, but it's not a great look, especially if it drags on. It just wasn't fair to Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he'd done a good job. He'd done nothing wrong. And there was this personal vendetta where just through an accident of the process and how it worked, Gates was able to leverage every single Democrat and 8 Republicans to defy the will and overcome the will of the overwhelming majority of the Republican caucus. Never should have happened, shouldn't have done it. The political effect is probably almost nil.
All right, I'm going to speak to Donald Trump later. He's going to be on tomorrow's show. What should I ask him?
Hostages. What would he do?
You know,
I think that's a big question. I think this helps him in the primary. Not that he needs a lot of help, but probably it'd help him in a general election, too. Because just the intuitive argument that he makes, and it's hard to push back against, is, why is this never happened when I was president? And it's because a lot of people were scared, and they should be scared. That's called deterrence, and we've lost that.
Wow, you didn't even hesitate, Rich. It makes it seem so easy. All right, thanks so much. Rich, thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, Israel's at war. We're covering it all. Gaza's being lit up. You see explosions, and you see a lot of smoke. There was rockets into central Israel, we understand. We're trying to get to the bottom of that. We'll follow it with your calls and insight in just a moment. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-356-6468. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-356-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-356-6468 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-356-6468.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer from Michigan who saved the life of a young boy makes today's Dean's List. Video footage released from the Warren Police Department shows an incredible moment when an 8-year-old was saved from a possible electrocution. The young boy was found holding onto an electrified wire, and you can hear the officers on tape saying, "He's alive. He's breathing." Detective Daniel Rose says luckily they were already on scene for another call when they turned the corner and saw the youngster laying on the ground. Being a father himself, Daniel knew he had to react. On the way to the hospital, Officer Rose says he comforted the boy and explained it was a group effort to get the boy quickly to medical professionals with other police units blocking traffic along the way to save his life. An award of valor was given to both Detective Rose and Officer David Chapman, who assisted in the rescue. And of course, we pray for the young boy's road to recovery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Foreigners aren't the only ones visiting the city of Paris these days. The City of Light has a bed bug problem. For weeks, the parasitic insects have been infesting parts of the city. Pest control specialists have been hard at work in a bid to eradicate the infestation. One government official blaming global warming for the outbreak. The problem comes just months before Paris is set to host the Olympic Games. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes bed bugs as small, flat, parasitic insects that feed solely on the blood of people and animals when they sleep, and they can live for several months without a meal. They're not known to spread disease, but they can cause itching and losing sleep. Sometimes the itching can lead to excessive scratching, which in turn can lead to a secondary skin infection. Infestations are usually treated by insecticide spraying. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
A lot of the border sort of protection was electronic. The New York Times reported that drones were first sent in by Hamas that took out cell towers, and there were actually remote machine guns and surveillance cameras that were taken out as well by drones. So the Israeli soldiers didn't see Hamas coming. They were taken out quickly. There weren't, you know, communications and warnings couldn't have gotten to them. So a catastrophic failure, and we're reporting that it's going to be very difficult to prove, you know, and likely no evidence that Iran was directly involved in this attack. But the U.S. is investigating whether some of the Hamas people that carried this out received advanced training from Iran. Again, no smoking gun is likely to emerge here, but for years, Iran has been providing weapons and training and money to Hamas. So this attack never could have happened without the years of constant support from Iran.
And that's what Hamas spokesperson actually said the next day. Said they wanted to thank Iran for their support. And then they celebrated it. And now we hear a report with the Wall Street Journal, followed up by the Washington Post, and now NBC is investigating. At the very least, I think as a policy measure, you got to always wonder, you know, you can't just walk around just bombing countries because they did things that are against our allies and against us. After all, we got, we're missing 20 people, minimum, 20 people. But how much more proof do you need that they need a reconfiguring and a reanalyzing or reimagining? I'll use the Black Lives Matter term, a reimagining of our relationship with Iran, because we know about their role with the creation of Hezbollah, the gold standard of terror groups, and now a political organization as well as a military organization, and now Hamas, who got a lot better, a lot more financing, a lot more precise rockets, a lot more training, a lot more sophistications, and a lot more munitions. And who knows what's awaiting the Israelis when they get into Gaza. I mean, they're destroying, they hit 450 sites in one day alone. That'll definitely soften up a battlefield, don't you think? So the president did speak yesterday, speak directly, but I'd love to see it. In 2 days, in 3 days, how about 3 weeks? So more from Barry Weiss weighed in yesterday. And you talked about some of the people pushing back, Palestinian rallies, Harvard University statements supporting the Palestinians, condemning the Israelis. Long Beach State, same thing. Cornell Graduate School, just as well. She, creator of Substack, former of the New York Times. Cut 10.
This is different. What has happened over the past 72 hours is the biggest slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. But unlike with the Nazis, it took years, remember, for the Allies to uncover the extent of Germany's war crimes because the Nazis tried to hide it. In this case, with Hamas in 2023, they are live streaming their atrocities on TikTok. They're filming them with sophisticated drones.
And not only that, they're taking the phones of their victims and taping this and then sending it out through their to their contacts. More, cut 11.
They're gleefully and proudly showing the extent of their barbarism. And I think what has occurred over the past 72 hours, it's very, very important for people who don't often pay attention to the news from Israel, who feel like it's a place far away that has many problems, to understand that this is about civilization. This is not a war with two sides, with militants on one side and an army on the other. The two sides here are terrorists like ISIS, who have raped and maimed and mutilated and murdered innocent people.
And that one is a democracy, who happens to be an ally, who historically belong in that land, who we played a major role, Harry Truman's administration, in making sure they had a homeland after World War II. We watched them cut in half in 1948. We watched them battle all their enemies and take and buffer zones after the 67 war, only to be surprised by the Yom Kippur War in 1973 and constantly on the attack to up until this day. The thing that's different now is people realize, sober people realize, the trade with Israel is in our interest. They are never been a threat before, and it's Iran that should be isolated. And that should be the goal of all the diplomats and state departments out there while reining in Iran.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israelis are still pumping their troops at the border, still massing them up. The military says it plans to target underground Hamas hideouts around Gaza. The BBC's Tom Bateman has the latest.
Their plans encompass a synchronized, multifaceted offensive involving air, sea, and land assets. Now, they then go on to talk about how there is a big logistics operation to potentially expand the area of combat and quite a lot of work being done to basically get kit and ammunition to the front line. But I think what this says is they feel they're almost in a point where they are ready, and I think that matches what we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu wearing a flak jacket, visiting soldiers on the at the perimeter.
Israel's told the northern Gaza citizens to head south, but they want to get out of the country. And if they did, European Council President Charles Michel says it could risk bringing the conflict to European society.
And it's very important not to import within the EU the tragic conflicts at the external level. We have our challenges. We have our domestic difficulties. I think this is not the time to have more difficulties because we will import within the EU conflicts that would create some dangers for the EU.
Attorney General Jeff Landry wins the Louisiana governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates Saturday. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
French police say the Louvre Museum and Versailles Palace were evacuated, visitors and staff, after they received bomb threats. Both being were searched by police. The threats came after the French government put the country on high alert following the fatal stabbing of a teacher at a school by an Islamic radical. A former Gambetta High School student says the shooting results in tighter security all over the country.
All of the students in France would be stressed, I think, and I hope, that's sad, but I hope that this may change something of the security, the people. I hope just this could never happen, this never happen again.
President Macron ordered the deployment of 7,000 troops to heighten security and vigilance. Police have the suspect in custody and are trying to determine his motives. More at townhall.com. A cop's being accused of being a serial burglar.
Authorities in New England say a former Connecticut police officer is suspected of committing 30 or more thefts in 3 states. An unsealed warrant says former Glastonbury officer Patrick Hemingway, believed to have targeted safes and cash registers in restaurants and a number of businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Hemingway being held on a $1 million bond. Jason Walker reporting.
California Governor Newsom signing a law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers to $25 an hour over the next decade. This is the second minimum wage increase the Democrat has signed this year. Last month, he okayed the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. Health care increase is a carefully crafted compromise between the health care industry and labor unions. More at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We understand we just got reports from Mike Tobin, says the second phase of the operation in Gaza is about to begin. I imagine that is the invasion. They've been softening up the battlefield, blowing up everything, but in a targeted fashion, doing great damage, it seems, but they have a lot to... They got 2 million people in front of them, 22 miles, and they say it's the size of New York City, only denser. It might be more impoverished. Clearly it is, but this is something the Israelis never wanted to do, but now they have no choice, and they're going for a total annihilation of Hamas. This hour we're going to be joined by President Donald Trump at the bottom of the hour. And then we have Ambassador Dennis Ross standing by, William Davison, Distinguished Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's also probably the most prominent and experienced Middle East expert in America. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Would you vote for Steve Scalise?
I would not. I plan on voting for Jim Jordan. I'm not supporting Steve Scalise. I'll be voting for Jim Jordan.
It's not over. I'm still throwing my support behind Jim Jordan for Speaker.
I'm concerned he doesn't have the votes to get to 218.
Political suicide. Republicans are doing it. House is in turmoil. Scalise has got the most votes, but not enough votes. Yeah, they got to pick a speaker eventually, don't they?
Number two.
Is it bird brain?
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. Like, he used to be cool at that. He's not cool at that anymore, but he sees the numbers we see. We're coming.
She's not coming anywhere. She's down to me by 40 and 50 points. I'm beating her in South Carolina, her state, by 30 points or more.
That is Haley versus Trump. 2024, the polls show these two are gaining momentum. Trump is way up, but so is Haley, way on the come. So we'll see. We're going to talk to Ambassador. We talked to Ambassador Haley yesterday, and you're going to have the interview with Donald Trump shortly.
Number one.
I never really thought that I would see and have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children. I never thought I'd ever. Anyway,
he didn't see it, but that's beside the point. It happened. Heart-pounding tension in Israel as a major offensive into Gaza could begin any moment, and the threat of a multi-front war mounts. Ambassador Dennis Ross knows all the players. When you had the good old days when Yasser Arafat was the Palestinian voice. Now it's very divided, and a lot of the leaders of the most powerful Palestinian faction are not even in Gaza. Or in Israel, or in the West Bank. Ambassador Ross, welcome back.
Brian, always good to be with you.
Is it a good move for the Secretary of State, after meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, to go meet with Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank?
I do think it is a good move, because you want to make it clear that there is an alternative to Hamas. Obviously, Mahmoud Abbas is not someone who has a great deal of support within the West Bank. The PA itself is not good at governance, is way too corrupt, but at least as a matter of principle, the PA doesn't view Israel as something that shouldn't exist. Hamas basically has a position that Israel shouldn't exist. And there is one thing I think we need to understand. You described it very well. Israel doesn't have a choice. No longer an issue. From 2009 until last Saturday, there was a consensus view, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, that as bad as Hamas was, you could periodically live with the fact that there would be conflicts, because the cost of that was less than having to go back in and occupy Gaza. after the events of last Saturday, which are a combination of unspeakable and incomprehensible, the position in Israel, left to right, the people who have always been the most strongest advocates for peace with Palestinians, prepared to make the most far-reaching concessions, and the people on the right, who believe there shouldn't be any concessions made at all, they all agree on one thing. Israel cannot live with Hamas next door. That is wall to wall. And so the old paradigm from the Israeli standpoint from 2009 until today, you cannot live with Hamas next door. Now, the reality is, and you said it again, there are 2 million Palestinians who live in Gaza. They're not all Hamas, that's for sure. So the reality is, you can't wish the Palestinians away. You're going to have to figure out a way at some point to live with them. But also, Palestinians have to understand, you cannot have leaders who basically are the same as ISIS. You discredit your cause when you have people like that who behead babies in front of their families. Can you imagine, Brian? Think about it. It's not just that they did these unspeakable things, killing babies in front of the families, but they took grandmothers in their mid-80s, one in a wheelchair, and took them back to Gaza. Who does that? They didn't have a shred of humanity in them. And the world needs to make it clear, this is not only something that will always be rejected, but anybody who purports to use these means to promote a cause, they discredit and make that cause itself illegitimate.
No question. And now, if people want to understand what it is like, Trey Yingster, I think you agree, is doing an unbelievable job there. Here he is walking into a kibbutz and seeing blood everywhere and getting the story. Cut six.
You can see the floors are stained with blood. It was Saturday morning around 7 a.m. when militants stormed this village. You can see the weapons they brought with them, extra ammunition, bullet holes in the side of the house, and knives on the floor. This was the scene. This kibbutz, this community over the border with Gaza, is littered with bodies. It is completely destroyed. It looks like some of the buildings were hit with RPGs, explosives, and beds covered in blood, the kitchen floor covered in blood. It is the most horrific thing I have ever seen.
And that was the target. If there is somebody that dies that is innocent in Gaza, it's going to be unintentional. It's never the objective. They will walk past every civilian to find the terrorist. These terrorists were looking for every civilian and military people.
Brian, you just put your finger on it. If they came upon military people, it was by accident. Their target wasn't the military. What's the first thing they did? They knew about this rave party in the desert. The first thing they did is go there and just mow people down. No military. No, this was about killing people. And I would say it was about killing Jews. Let's be very blunt about it. That's what it was. These are people who... It's hard to connect to what the psychology is that drives these kind of people. And I hear the term militant used. They're not militants. They're terrorists. It's not mince words. They're terrorists. There's nothing that is legitimate about them. Mm-hmm. It is the reason Israel doesn't have a choice. Hamas and the Palestinians are not one and the same. And there will be a lot of innocent Palestinians who will suffer. And again, you drew the distinction exactly the way it should be drawn. Israel doesn't target civilians. Civilians may suffer, but you know who is responsible for those who will die in Gaza now? It is Hamas. No one else. It is Hamas.
So you know the mindset. You know that I'm watching the video in Qatar of the leader, Hamas leader, celebrating in front of the television.
Right.
And they're sitting there with Qatari officials, and then they pray because everything went in their twisted mind so well. Can you explain to the audience why these terror leaders don't live in Gaza and why they're allowed to thrive and live luxurious lives in other Arab countries?
Well, there aren't many other Arab countries where that's the case. Yes, they're in Qatar. They're not in the UAE. They're not in Saudi Arabia. They're not in Jordan. They're not in Egypt. They're in Qatar. And I think we should call Qatar out for this. You know, they're celebrating. Think of what they're celebrating. They celebrate the beheading of babies. What? How is that something that you celebrate? How do you make babies your target? I mean, this is, again, we have to focus on who they are and what they have done. And there is no justification. When I hear someone say, yes, it's terrible, but there is no but. This is, as President Biden said, this is pure evil. And it has to be called out as such, and it has to be dealt with as such. Israel will be carrying out, look, this will be a terrible onslaught in Gaza. And the price that Palestinians will pay, a terrible price. So will the IDF. I mean, you were describing Gaza, as you know, Brian, I've spent a lot of time there.
I know.
I know exactly what Gaza looks like. This is a very densely populated area. No, the roads are all at most two lanes. Most of the buildings, as you go through them, is a sort of narrow alleyways. Hamas has created hundreds of miles of tunnels underneath, which, by the way, all the material that is used, the cement, the steel, you know, the copper, the wood, the electric wiring, all that could have been used above ground to make life better for Palestinians there. But no. What do the tunnels exist for? To protect the leaders, to protect their fighters, and protect their weapons. Does the Palestinian public live there? Can they go into the tunnels to avoid the bombs? No. So let's be clear. Hamas what Hamas wants right now is for Israel to kill as many Palestinians as possible as a way of trying to discredit Israel. Hamas is about basically killing everyone, Palestinians, Israelis alike, and then trying to pick up the pieces afterwards. The idea that Haniya is in Qatar, the Mashal is in Qatar, you know, these people should have, there should be no safe haven for them.
Absolutely, and they're living normal lives. Mohammed Deif is the mastermind, if it's true, in a wheelchair, leg blown off, eye blown out, one arm. They killed his family a couple of days ago, father and brother. They're trying for him. So that will be their mastermind, Bin Laden, and these other guys are living as if they're statesmen. John Radcliffe, on the possibility that Iran is not involved in this administration going out of the way, saying we're investigating Cut 22.
The White House might as well be arguing that the earth is flat. You're right. Look, the intelligence community produces dozens and dozens of intelligence products every year, analyzing the relationship between Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah. And in every one of those, there's analysis of the extent to which Iran either approved an operation, directed an operation, ordered an operation, or funded the operation. And so the Biden White House would have you believe that in the largest operation that Hamas has ever engaged in, for the first time, Iran took a pass and was not involved. But even if you set that aside, much like those clips that you were playing, Sean, on Sunday, both Hamas and Hezbollah came out and said that in a meeting 2 weeks ago in Beirut, Iran greenlit this operation.
So that's the former DNI. John Radcliffe, how do you do this? You know diplomacy, you know negotiation, you write books about it, but you also know that toughness sells in that region. How do you deal with Iran right now? If I told you I need policy suggestions.
Look, right now what I would do, and I would just say one thing. Iran promotes, encourages, funds, trains, all these things. Did they know specifically about this operation? My guess is probably not, only for one reason, because if they did, Israelis would have picked it up. The Israelis are their intelligence as it relates to Iran, ironically, is so much better than Hamas, partly because they had a set of assumptions that Hamas basically wasn't looking for a war. With Iran, they're constantly viewing us through an existential lens. They would have picked up something had that been the case. Now, having said that, Hamas gets its funding from Iran. And for sure, you know that Iran has been repeatedly telling Hamas, kill as many Israelis as you can. If you can do something like this, do something like this. Hamas, it is very interesting to me that on the one hand, you have Iran celebrating this and at the same time denying they had any responsibility for it. Now, that tells me they're actually afraid that they might be hit. That actually is a good thing. You ask me what can be done right now?
Yep.
At a minimum, what we should be doing is we should be cracking down on their oil sales. This is a time, you know, they have been in a position where they're under sanction, but they've been able to sell their oil through a variety of different means, including directly to the Chinese and through all sorts of different subterfuges. Now's the time to close all those loopholes. They should be squeezed. They need to see they're going to pay a price for this, and they also need to see they could well be hit. You know, one of the reasons Hezbollah may not be opening a second front right now is because I have always viewed Iran as looking at Hezbollah as a reserve that they use against Israel in the event that Israel hits them. So they don't really want to use up that reserve at this point. It doesn't mean it won't happen, because both sides, especially Hezbollah right now, is signaling with the limited use of force just across the border. When they use force just across the border, this is their way of saying, we're doing something to support Hamas on the one hand, but they're signaling the Israelis, we don't want it to be a wider conflict. Now, when you signal with force, the problem is you can hit the wrong target. It can be misunderstood. There can be a miscalculation. So there is a real risk of a second front, and Hezbollah is dramatically more powerful than Hamas. The fact that we've moved very significant forces close to the area is obviously designed to be a signal to Hezbollah that they shouldn't enter this. The fact is we don't know what's going to happen. What we do know is that in Gaza, as you said, at some point Israel will go in a big way on the ground. Don't assume, by the way, that when they do this, it's going to be suddenly all 100,000 go into Gaza. No, Israel will do this in a way that's designed
right,
not to play into what Hamas expects. And you were right. You said it quite correctly. They have been setting the battlefield by what they've been doing from the air. And this is, you know, they
gotcha.
Think that they have weakened Hamas. They don't know for sure,
right,
and they won't know for sure until they get in there.
Ambassador Dennis Ross, hopefully talk to you this weekend on One Nation. We'll be live Saturday night. Thank you, Ambassador.
I look forward to it.
You got it. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Payne. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Fast police work and alarm bells about a suspicious car helped to bring 9-year-old Charlotte Senna home. Charlotte was camping with her family at a Saratoga State Park and was snatched from her bike. Police in upstate New York say they were watching her parents' house when a sketchy driver pulled up and slipped something into the mailbox. When the car drove off, the trooper took a closer look and found a ransom letter and issued a be on the lookout alert for the vehicle's description around 4:20 a.m. 14 hours later at 2:30 p.m., fingerprints on the note matched that of Craig Ross Jr., a 1999 drunk driving suspect, and by 6:30 p.m., Charlotte had been recovered alive and in good health 48 hours after her disappearance, found in a cabinet in Ross's rundown camper in his mom's backyard. A retired NYPD inspector told Fox Digital, ransom abductions are extremely rare, and in this case, helped put an alleged kidnapper behind bars charged with first-degree kidnapping. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The National Breast Cancer Foundation says more than 700 women in the United States are diagnosed every day. Unfortunately, like many forms of cancer, there's no specific cause or reason they might get it. But fortunately, health experts all agree early detection is key to fighting breast cancer. There are some genetic risk factors like gender, age, race, family history, and personal health history. There are also environmental and lifestyle risk factors like lack of physical activity, a poor diet, or radiation to the chest before the age of 30. The most common treatment for breast cancer is surgery, but there's also chemotherapy, radiation therapy, hormone therapy, and more. For more information on breast cancer, you can go to nationalbreastcancer.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I got so many emails. Let me read some of them from people. Here's Barbara. Barbara writes this. Ron and our board, why aren't Republicans gathering as a group, standing before microphones, demanding that the $6 billion we have released for Iran be frozen? And why aren't they insisting that our border be closed immediately? We already have over 150 known terrorists. 100%, Barbara, but they are so ass backwards right now. They're so caught up in trying to pick a leader and trying to be politically correct and run ads about it. They're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Douglas says this. You were talking about the horrendous things that Hamas has done to civilians, in particular the beheadings of babies and toddlers. You said Hitler and Mussolini didn't even do that. I beg to differ. With the Nazis regime, Italian fascists did to civilian population was horrendous. Just because it happened 70 years ago doesn't mean it's any less terrible. Good point. I stand corrected. Yuriel Evan Pinch writes this. Yeah, Brian, you like history, so why don't you call instead of the West Bank, why don't you call it Samaria and Judea? Eventually, if they annex it, I'll call it. But I got to call it by the way it's labeled right now. Jared says this, McCarthy's removal as speaker seems essential before the attack. No mistake connected. Seemed essential before the attack. No mistake connected. Connected. If there is so, and the implications are reaching, present and administration included. That's a little bit too cryptic for me. I'm Brian Kilmeade. When we come back, you'll get, for the first time, to hear my interview with President Donald Trump. He's feeling pretty good about his prospects right now, despite all the court cases staring at him. He thinks he can be and is on track to be 47th president.
Join One Safe Place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Reading Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because at One Safe Place, together we change lives.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, joining me now, the 45th President of the United States, who wants to be the 47th, President Donald Trump. Thanks, Mr. President.
Hello, Brian.
So first off, on the quick-moving events, now we know over in Israel that 22 Americans have been killed. At least 17 are thought to be missing and may be held as hostages in Gaza. Mr. President, if you were president right now, how would you get them back? How would Hamas pay the price? Or do you sit behind Israel?
Well, Brian, I have to preface it by saying that it would have never happened. Zero chance. Just like Ukraine would have never happened with Russia. This would have never happened. We had Iran in a very weakened state. We were sanctioning everybody and fighting with everybody. You can't do business. And China wasn't buying oil. Nobody was buying oil. And Iran was a very poor country at that point. And now they're a very rich country because of Biden, because for the last 3 years, they've made a fortune. And the $6 billion is a lot, but it's peanuts compared to the $100 billion a year they make on oil. And they're very rich. They were a very poor country, and now they're a very rich country. And they're the ones leading this whole situation. And you have a big problem on your hands, and Israel has a problem like they never envisioned. This could have never happened under the Trump administration, Brad.
But having said that, you had great relations. You still do have great relations with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's put together a coalition government. They're all on the same page, mobilized 300,000 men. They've asked for and gotten our support, additional munitions. But right now, Mr. President, if you were in control, if you were in the Oval Office, what would you do to get our people back? What would you do for retribution for the 22 dead?
You are going to have to be, and I have to preface this by saying I don't like telling you exactly what
Understood.
I would do, because if I do, you're basically doing exactly what Biden does. He was saying we don't want to be attacked from the north, meaning through Hezbollah, with Hezbollah. They don't want to be attacked from the north. That would be terrible, because that's the vulnerable point. And I say, why are they saying all of these things? And guess what happens? That was yesterday, and today they were attacked by Hezbollah from the north. It's just incredible. So we don't want to be stupid people and tell, but I will say that this is all being caused by Iran. Iran is making a fortune, as I told you. They went from not making money with their oil to making a fortune. China wasn't buying. Nobody was buying. I said, if you do any business with Iran during this period of time, we would have had a deal with Iran
right
within 1 week after I won the presidency. That horrible day didn't take place. That horrible result that was disgraceful, a disgrace to our country. It'll go down in infamy
right
when you look at what's happened to our country since then.
But I know you never paid, under your administration, you guys never paid ransom.
Brian, it's all coming through Iran, and Obama wants to, he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to mention, he doesn't even mention them in his statements. It's all coming through Iran.
But you mean President Biden. So, but right now,
I also mean Obama.
What do you mean?
I mean Obama and Biden, but Obama is Biden's boss, in case you didn't really know that.
You believe President Obama,
in my opinion,
is
the boss. I don't think Biden knows what's happening, to be honest with you. I think that Obama is calling these shots, and he's always felt this way about Iran. There's no question about that. No, I think Obama and Obama's people certainly are calling the shots, not Biden.
So you don't have any, this is just your gut tells you, but you don't have any proof that President Obama's calling the shots.
No, it's my gut, but my gut's been right about everything. So,
it's good.
They have an expression out there. Trump's been right about everything. You take a look at, go down the list. We've been right about everything.
So you know how volatile
right
the Middle East is.
We're right about all of the people pouring into our country. We're right about Ukraine. We're right about everything.
So what do we do? What do we do about getting our people back?
There are a lot of people from Obama in the administration that circle the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, and it's one of those things. But whether that's the case or it's Biden, we are in a mess right now, a mess that should have never happened.
I understand that. But if this is dropped in your lap, what's the best course of action, knowing that Israel is fully mobilized as a nation? Robert O'Brien told me Saturday night, first thing I would do is get our best hostage negotiators over there, from the FBI to the military. And that was before we knew Americans were involved. What could we do to make sure those Americans are out okay?
Well, I think that's a big step, but I think that's a step that's very late right now. It's very late when you see what they're doing to people, when you see what's taking place over there. You have to be very hard on Iran. I don't want to tell you what I would do with Iran, but it's very simple what I do. But this is all about Iran. Iran is leading this. Iran is wealthy. They just got $6 billion from an incompetent president. Iran is very, very wealthy right now. And on top of the tremendous amount of money they've made in a short period of time, 3 years, remember, under the Trump administration, they couldn't have prosecuted this war because they didn't have the money. We would have made a deal. We would have made a deal with them, and they would have been just fine. They would have been, everybody would have been happy. But they, what they've done now is the weakness is they've made a fortune on oil, and they've got another relatively peanuts compared to the oil money. But they've got $6 billion for hostages, which, by the way, is going to set a terrible precedent for our country, terrible precedent, because I didn't pay any money. You know, we got 58 hostages, as you call them, but we got 58 hostages out. We never paid a dime for any of them. Because once you do, you create a situation that's going to be absolutely terrible. Think of it. They got $6 billion for five right. hostages. It was five and five, and then they paid. They got $6 billion. And the precedent that set, Brian, is terrible by doing that.
So I want you to hear what the Crown Prince. The Abraham Accords are perhaps the greatest achievement of the Trump administration in just 4 years, where these Arab nations, longtime enemies of Israel, recognize them, begin relations with them, and recognize Israel as a nation. Next up was seemed to be the Crown Prince. Here's what he said to Brett. Happens if Iran gets a nuke.
The world cannot see another Hiroshima. If the world sees 100,000 people dead, that means you are in a war with the rest of the world. So they use this effort to reach a nuclear weapon because you cannot use it. If you use it, you got to have a big fight with the rest of the world.
If they get one, will you?
If they get one, we have to get one for security reasons and for balancing power in the Middle East. But we don't want to see that.
So if they
well,
get
that's
one.
What's happening. That's, if they get one, he's going to get one. And that's true. And, you know, he made a statement, and that's the way he feels. It's in the Middle East. And you can kiss that deal goodbye with Israel and Saudi Arabia. You can kiss that deal goodbye. That's going to be gone now for a long time. We would have had that. We would have had Saudi Arabia signed a long time ago. They would have been signed up along with the other countries that already signed the Abraham Accords. But you can kiss that deal goodbye. They can't negotiate now. It would be impossible under the circumstances to make a deal with Israel and Saudi Arabia right now.
If I put you back in the Oval Office right at this moment, Benjamin Netanyahu knows that he's got to take action and he's about to go into Gaza. Is his fight our fight under any circumstances? Do we have American troops in there?
We have to protect Israel. They've been, you know, a part of this country, the fabric of what we stand for. We have to protect Israel. There's no choice. And do we have to do it? He has been hurt very badly because of what's happened here. He was not prepared. He was not prepared, and Israel was not prepared. And under Trump, they wouldn't have had to be prepared. Look at what we did for them. And we did that alone. We didn't do that with Israel. And you know what I'm talking about. We did that totally alone, not with Israel. And but they were not prepared. They were very poorly.
Was the prime minister distracted?
Thought their intelligence wouldn't have been able to pick this up. Thousands of people were involved. Thousands of people knew about it, and they let this slip by. That was not a good thing for him or for anybody.
Do you think American intelligence should have been able to help on that, or is that solely?
Well, I would have thought American intelligence, but we don't have much intelligence in our country anymore. You look at our intelligence people; they usually they were the ones that said the laptop from hell was from Russia. Okay, 51. Intelligence agents, and it turned out to be a lie. I think that, and I've said this for a long time, our so-called intelligence has been highly overrated. It can be great again, but it has been highly overrated. Yeah, our intelligence should have known about it, and Israel's intelligence definitely should have known about it.
Have you talked to the prime minister yet?
I don't want to say about, you know, who I've talked to, but I was very disappointed that a thing like this could happen. And now they're getting hit very hard by the North. And I'm really shocked that the Obama administration can be out there saying, I hope they don't attack from the North. Why are they doing that? How stupid a statement. That's like you asking me what I do. I don't want to tell you what I do exactly. I know exactly what I do. But, you know, you just can't say that. As much as I respect you, Brian, and I do respect you a lot. And I appreciate you've been very nice to me over the last year, which is really come a long way. But, you know, you just don't want to give away your chess game, right?
Understood.
But I will say this. It all starts with Iran. Everything that we're talking about, every single death, everything that you've seen, it starts and ends with Iran.
And I know you don't want to give away strategy.
He hasn't mentioned Iran in one of his statements.
His policy was totally opposite of yours when it came to Iran. He looked at Saudi Arabia as the problem and Iran to get back into the nuclear deal. That was his plan.
Well, you're right. He had the exact opposite. I call it April Fool's Day because you can't. It's like, you know, you say something like, who would like open borders? It's April Fool's Day, open borders. Who wants no voter ID? It's April Fool's Day. They want no voter ID because they want to cheat in elections. I mean, they want no voter ID. Why, Brian, why don't they want voter ID? And not the Democrats. It's the people. You know, I think 84% of them said, no, we want voter ID. But the leaders want no voter ID. They want high taxes. They want all electric cars, which is going to drive the price up, and they don't go far enough. You know, it's all these things. They want the opposite, almost the opposite of every single thing that's good for our country. And you have to wonder about that. But, you know, it's very sad. I look at what's happening and I look at the weakness. This is largely because they don't respect the United States anymore. They don't respect our president and they don't respect the United States. They would have never done this with me. And they didn't.
More with the 45th president right after this.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work-from-home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023. Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-356-6468. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-356-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-356-6468 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-356-6468.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
As promised, here's more of my interview with the 45th president of the United States who wants to be the 47th. Black Lives Matter has a chapter that basically tweeted out mocking, supporting the Palestinians, Hamas, and mocking the Israelis, showing a paraglider. We have Harvard University, not their provosts, not their leaders, but their students, 30 students, different student unions come out in favor of the Palestinians, Long Beach State, Columbia, NYU, Law Review. What is your take on all these people who look at this and think the problem is Israel?
Not believable. You wouldn't have thought this could have happened 10 or 15 years ago. It couldn't have happened, actually. A lot of people are not happy with leadership in Israel. A lot of people are not happy with, look, Israel had the best lobby, if you want to call it a lobby, but that's what it was, of anybody in the world 15 years ago. But with AOC plus three, with all of these maniacs that are, attacking it from every different angle, they've gone down. They've been diminished greatly. And you have congressmen that are supporting people, congressmen and women, that are supporting a cause that, frankly, was not supportable just 5 years ago, if you think about it. But look at AOC. Look at the plus three. Look at the way they talk. And then when they finally get a chance, they get on air, and they're asked to, denounce what they said. They refuse to do it. They don't want to talk about it. So, Israel does not have the power within the United States that it once had.
What kind of...
And I think that's sad, by the way.
Rashida Tlaib came out, big Palestinian flag, would not comment when asked, is it okay to cut off the heads of children? They found reportedly 40 children with their head cut off. Is it possible in your mind to picture the type of humanity they would say that's okay?
I think she's terrible. I think she's a horrible representative of our country. And frankly, she should be impeached for that. That's what she should be. She should be impeached for that. That's barbaric. You look at what they've done to little children, babies, where they cut off the heads. It's not even believable that we're having this conversation, but nobody's seen anything like this. We saw very bad with the orange jumpsuits, and we took care of that situation. But now you look at what's happening, and this is at a level that nobody's ever seen. And what I'm hearing is that the number of deaths is actually far greater than what we're hearing, having to do with Americans and also having to do with Israelis and others.
So the speaker said their vote behind closed doors. Look like Steve Scalise is going to get it. If he gets the majority of the votes when they bring it to the floor, he'll get it over Jim Jordan. Your reaction, because I know you came out in support of Jim Jordan.
Well, I like Steve. I like both of them very much. But the problem, Steve is a man that is in serious trouble from the standpoint of his cancer. I mean, he's got to get better for himself. I'm not talking about even country now. I'm saying got to get better. And this is tremendous stress, all of the things that you hear about and, things that you don't want to get involved in from the standpoint of getting well. Steve is going through very, very serious cancer therapy. And, of course, then he had that horrible attack years ago that, was amazing that he came back. I went to the hospital. I was with him the night it happened. I was literally with him holding his hand. And I was there the night that it happened, and the doctors gave him probably a 10% chance, and he made it. But there's tremendous after effect there. But he's got a very serious form of cancer. And, most importantly, I want Steve to get well. I just don't know how you can do the job when you have such a serious problem.
Is that the only reason you endorse Jim Jordan?
And you know what it does? These treatments, they drain you of strength, supposedly. It's like a draining of strength. And we need tremendous strength, both inside and out, because we have radical left lunatics like Nancy Pelosi and Schiff and all these crazy people that are so bad for our country, and they've got to fight them off, and they've got to fight the outside world off. And,
right. So is that the only reason, Mr. President? Is that the only reason?
Really, he's really hurt by the, you know, the amount of right. everything that he's going through.
Is that the only reason you picked him over? Is that the only reason you picked Jim Jordan, Mr. President?
I want him to be well.
Is that the only reason you picked Jim Jordan over Steve Scalise? His health?
No, I like Jim. I think Jim's great. I like them both, by the way. But I think Jim's great. Tremendous fighter. Tough guy. Really liked a lot. But, you know, don't forget, they have a vote now, Brian. They have to vote. And I think it's going to be very hard, maybe in either case, for somebody to get. You know, if you lose four votes, you can't get it. Now, you know, I think Steve will lose far more than four. And I think probably Jim will, too. And then you end up in one of these crazy stalemates. It's a very interesting situation.
Yeah. I think Jim Jordan is.
Again, I like him very much. He likes me very much. I was there the night that he was so badly hurt. I was literally hearing that he wasn't going to be able to make it from the doctors. They were saying that. They did a great job, and he did a great job. But, you know, he's got to get well from the cancer.
I think, Jim, so that's the only reason, Mr. President? Is that the only reason? Is that the only reason you picked him over Jim Jordan? Because it looks like Jim Jordan will now vote for Steve Scalise.
Well, I mean, look, I'm going to be with anybody they pick. And if Jim decides to do that, that's going to be up to Jim. But I will certainly be with anybody they pick. And, you know, I get along with all of them. But, I mean, the one thing with Steve, he's got to get well. He's got to get well. He's got to get strong.
Did Matt Gaetz hurt the party by leading a march to oust Kevin McCarthy?
Well, he was upset that Kevin was doing a lot of the Obama work. He was working on the budget and getting something approved that, you know, we could have gotten a lot for. And the debt ceiling, everybody was hurt with that. At the same time, Kevin's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy, but people were hurt by that. It depends. I mean, it depends on how good the new speaker, whoever that may be, how good he does. I mean, maybe we'll end up with one of the great speakers of all time, in which case Matt Gaetz did a tremendous favor. But certainly some people aren't so happy with him, and other people, I guess, are with him 100%. Matt's a good guy. He means well with this. And let's see how – you can't really say what's going to happen until you find out who's picked and how good a job that person does.
If you want to listen to my full interview, and I know you do, with President Trump, it is now posted as a podcast, BrianKilmeadShow.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.